Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Glorious and free, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Canadian country music star and the singing voice of the Flames, George Kanyon, with the Star-Spangled Banner and O Canada, as we welcome you back to Scotiabank Saddle Dome here in Calgary. For tonight, the Flames will try to clinch a spot in the 2017 Stanley Cup playoffs by beating the Los Angeles Kings. And it is now time to introduce you to tonight's starting lineups. We'll begin with the starters for Glenn Gullitson's Flames at forward, Matt Stajan between Chris Versteeg and Troy Brower. On defense, the captain, Mark Giordano, is paired up with Dougie Hamilton. And in goal, it is Brian Elliott. And starting for Daryl Sutter's Kings up front, Jeff Carter between Tanner Pearson and Kyle Clifford. On the back end, Drew Doughty paired up with Derek Forbort. And in net, it is Ben Bishop. The on-ice officials tonight, and they might have their hands full. The referees, number 10, Kyle Raymond, and number 32, Tom Cowell. The linesman, number 56, Mark Wheeler, and number 92, Mark Shuchuk. In this opening period, the Flames, with their home red jerseys on, will move from right to left on your radios. The Kings with their road whites from left to right. It is Stajan versus Carter for the opening faceoff of this hockey game. Stajan wins it, and we are underway with the first period of play. Here's Clifford, a quick little shot, easily handled by Elliott. And he'll hold on for a faceoff to his left. And tonight's opening faceoff was brought to you by Eastside Dodge, Calgary's number one Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealership for 11 straight years. Stop by eastsidedodge.com or call 403-273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you. Faceoff between Stajan and Carter. Carter wins it. That shot ends up going off Elliott's stick and bouncing up the far boards. And now Brower, who's got 3 goals in his last 4 games, will move it into the Kings zone. Picking it up there is Stajan. Stick handles it up the right wing side. Stajan shoots right into the gut of the goaltender Bishop, who's going to hold on.
Here's our little bout.
Little scrum develops after that stoppage in play. Faceoff coming up to Bishop's left, and he was acquired back on February 26th, and after going 16-12-3 with one shutout, 2.55 goals against average, and a .911 save percentage with the Lightning, has gone 1-2-2 with no shutouts, a 2.48 goals against average, and a .900 save percentage with the Kings. But here's the thing, Lou. He surrendered 2 or fewer goals in his last 3 games and in 4 of the 5 games he's played with his new team, so you really can't blame for him for the fact that they've only got one win with him in net.
How many 2-1 games have they lost, including last night in Edmonton, where they outshot and...
Oh, we've got a fight already, or I thought we did. Matthew Tkachuk was ready to drop the gloves with somebody, maybe Jake Muzzin or Alec Martinez. He dropped his. They didn't drop theirs. And now it looks like he's the only guy heading towards the penalty box.
25 seconds in. That also, though, tells you a lot about Matthew Tkachuk. And you know what it tells you? He knows that he's probably going to have to answer. So let's do it and get it out of the way sooner rather than later.
Yeah, he actually went after Jake Muzzin. And Muzzin wasn't interested. So kudos to the kid.
Now, Glenn Gullitson having some stern words with Kyle Raymond.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. And some sort of delay here. So while they figure that out, I'll introduce you to the Flames starting goaltender tonight. And that is once again Brian Elliott, making his 17th start in 20 games. And he's been terrific, 14-1-1 with 2 shutouts, a 1.85 goals against average, and a .937 save percentage in the last 16. Fans aren't happy about the penalty call, but they'll have to deal with it. And the Flames will have to deal with an early penalty kill powered by GSL GM City. March is truck month at GSL GM City. Get lightning prices and financing as 0% on all their trucks. And we encourage you to hurry, because truck month actually ends on Friday. And you can visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at GSLGMCity.com.
Kopitar with a quality chance as he came in, accepted a pass in full flight, coming off the right wing side and let a high, hard wrister go off the shoulder of Brian Elliott. And we know what Brian Elliott's done. 14-1-1 in his last 16 games.
Here is Martinez at his own blue line, backs up. Now starts the breakout, slides to right wing side, and ahead to Adrian Kempe. He'll play it behind the Flames net. He hooks Derek Engelin off the puck. Engelin strong on the puck, though, shoots it down the ice. Lance Bowman, Matt Stajan up front. Mark Giordano and Derek Engelin on the back end for this part of the penalty kill. Now 1:05 remaining in the Matthew Tkachuk minor. Here comes Kempe, and up the right wing side. He'll lock it behind the Flames net. It's picked up there by Marian Grabrick, who moves it near side. Now Martinez gives it to Kempe, who plays it down low to Gabarik again. Gabarik near side to Kempe. And now back behind the net to Gabarik. And now back to Kempe. He feeds it in front, but his pass is knocked down by Boma. And Engelin will shovel the puck out to center.
Good stick by Boma. Quality read by Engelin.
Here's Jerome Iginla. Can't help but wonder if we're watching him for the last time here at Scotiabank Saddledome. Leaves it behind the net. Drew Dowdy to a chorus of boos. Will slide it right wing side. Ahead to Nick Shore, across the Flames line, and brings it around to the far corner. Dustin Brown chasing, knocked off the puck by Michael Stone, but Brown gets it back and slides it left point. And now Kevin Gravel across the line, Doughty to Gravel, far side, Brown a one-timer, blocked out in front by Stone, and the puck will ricochet off his shin pad and back to the Kings' blue line. Now Gravel ahead to Shore, drops it back to Gravel, dish it off to Doughty, and plays it right wing side. Tyler Toffoli trying to feed it in front, and Doughty boots it towards the net, and Elliott kicks the puck away. And up the left wing side, Andy Andreev trying a shot. That one's blocked by TJ Brody. And it ricochets off the Flames defenseman. Up over the glass and out of play.
$1 million score and win is back. Safeway and Sobeys featured participating product this evening is Compliment Seasoning Mix. A lot of shot blocks along the way to killing off the early penalty to Matthew Tkachuk.
And not something the Flames rely on all that often. This season, in comparison to past seasons, they blocked 1,038 shots this season, 18th most in the NHL. And we think back to the last couple of years when they led the league in that category.
Has a lot to do with the change in system and approach defensively.
Muzzin trying a shot, has it blocked. Now Monahan trying to spring Gaudreau, and he had him. Puck bounced over the blade of his stick, though. Now it's fired up the far side. Michael Ferland in there fighting forward. Knocks it free for Sean Monahan, who's wrestled down by Jake Muzzin. Here comes Jeff Carter the other way. Backhands it towards the net. Mark Giordano knocks it down and clears it out. And now Johnny Gaudreau's got it again. He drops it off. Monahan in front. Dougie Hamilton to the backhand. Bounces it off the goalpost. Gets it back. And he scores! Dougie Hamilton! The bouncing puck by Ben Bishop, and the Flames have a 1-0 lead.
Great recognition on the rush, both for Hamilton to jump in and for the Flames' ability to get it to him. And then after the original backhand by Hamilton that went wide, it hit the skate of Martinez, came back to Dougie Hamilton, who stayed in front of the net, and then he was able to whack it literally through Bishop and in. I will say this lately, the Flames have had some fortuitous bounces off skates and legs in recent games.
And that thing didn't get across the goal line by much, what, 2 or 3 inches maybe? So a good start for the Flames, who kill off an early Kings power play, and shortly after that score the game's opening goal. It is 1-0 Calgary.
Here we go.
And now we've got a fight. Matthew Tkachuk has dropped the gloves with Braden McNabb. Tkachuk trying to get some rights in, wrestled down by McNabb, and that was a short-lived bout. But like you said earlier, Lou, I give Matthew Tkachuk a ton of credit. He knew it was coming. He tried to fight Jake Muzzin about 2 seconds into his first shift, and then at 1 second into his second shift, drops the gloves with a pretty tough customer in Braden McNabb.
And McNabb is normally not lined up where he was lined up. He's a defenseman. Gabarik was back on the point after the goal, and the referees are going to come over, and Glenn Gullitson's hot, and I have not seen him that hot all year, because you know what he's saying? Because of how it was lined up, he wanted more than what he got. You do not see him with that right finger point very often.
Well, because a defenseman was lined up on the wing for that faceoff at center ice.
That's exactly why.
Well, Matthew Tkachuk did all right for himself, didn't he?
He showed up.
Yep.
That's what those are about.
And he's still smiling
in
the Flames penalty box.
Oh, you mean like a butcher's dog?
Yeah, that devilish grin of his with that mouth guard hanging out like a chew toy.
27, here's a goal. Dougie Hamilton! Assist number 23, Sean Monahan. And to number 13, Johnny Gaudreau. Top of the goal, 304.
What a start.
Yes. Not surprised.
No. Here's Englund, right wing side to Frolik, and he'll chip it off the boards into the King zone. Doughty back to get it. Gaudreau chasing him, finishes a body check on him. How about that? Puck comes free behind the net. Gaudreau battling for it, knocks it loose for Backlund. Michael Backlund trying to feed it in front as his pass intercepted by fellow number 11, Anze Kopitar, and the Kings will clear the puck down the ice. Boy, Matthew Tkachuk's got everybody fired up tonight. Even Johnny Gaudreau.
And the building.
Yes. The sea of red has already risen once. It is the Flames 1 and the Kings nothing. A little bit more than 4 minutes into the first period here at the Saddle Dome. And on behalf of the Safeway and Sobeys Score and Win Contest and Compliment Seasoning Mix, we've got a winner. And by shopping at Safeway or Sobeys, Annie Messier of Okotoks has won a Garmin VivoSmart HR. Congratulations, Annie, who wins that great prize thanks to Dougie Hamilton's 13th goal of the season. And the Marlboro Ford at time of that goal, 3:04 the first period. And now Tyler Toffoli and Christopher Stieg almost get into it right off the face-off. And I'm not sure the two benches received the messages delivered by the two officials a little bit earlier on.
If you're going to get into a sparring debate with Christopher Stieg, you better bring your A game.
Puck is pushed into the King zone. Shore back to get it. Takes a shot from Brouwer as he plays it far side to Brown. Brown spins away from Stajan. Moves it in front to Martinez, who delivers the puck to Shore, and he'll skip it out to center where it's knocked down by Stajan. Picked up by Brouwer. Shore takes it away from him. And now Brouwer gets it back and pokes it into King's territory as it's scooped up by Muzzin. Moves it right wing side to Martinez, who crosses the red line, and now the Flames blue line. He weaves his way in and shoots, and Elliott wraps that shot with his glove and holds it. And now Barkowski and Toffoli are at each other's throats. This game's going to take about 6 hours to play at this rate.
Yep. Batten down the hatches.
Oh, here we go. Looks like Lance Boma and Andy Andreev want to drop the gloves, and I think the officials are going to have to crack the whip and tighten the leashes here, Luke.
You always wonder in these kind of scenarios, and the one thing I wondered out loud about and did on the pre-game show is if these teams were tighter in the standings, I don't think this would be going on. But because they're not, I knew the Kings would probably come in here looking for a few pounds of you-know-what, flesh.
Well, up on the scoreboard, it is the Flames 1 and the Kings nothing. And we've got a bunch of penalties about to be up there as well. This time, I think they're going to take an extra King, and that's going to send the Flames to their first power play of the hockey game, brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames, and Andy Andreev, the only guy to get a penalty that time around.
Glenn Gullitson may have just worked an official to get that call. And don't think that doesn't go on.
Oh, he planted a seed, and it's already sprouted. Faceoff coming up to Bishop's left. Monahan, Gaudreau, Brouwer, and Versteeg, the four forwards. Brody, the one defenseman for this Flames power play. Kopitar wins the draw for the Kings, though. And Doughty will shoot it off the stick of Versteeg and out to center. Versteeg will back it up into the Flames zone to Brody. On the power play this season, the Flames at 20.3%. That is 10th in the NHL. And they're 4-for-6 with a man advantage since snapping an 0-for-12 streak. Gaudreau quickly up the left wing side. Gaudreau circles it at, centers it in front. Monahan, a backhand turned away by Bishop. Now Brouwer battling forward in the near quarter. Monahan in there as well, being worked over by Forbort. Now Brouwer and Gaudreau come in, but the puck squirts out to Trevor Lewis, who shoots it down the ice.
This game is off to a filthy and nasty beginning.
Yeah. The Kings' penalty kill, 84.8% on the season, fifth best in the league. The only teams better, the Panthers, the Hurricanes, the Bruins, and the Ducks. Here comes Gaudreau. He slides it left wing side. Monahan gives it back to Gaudreau, who drops it to the blue line. And Brody will hold it in. Brody, right point to Versteeg. Puck bounces on him. He gets it back. It's ridden to the far corner by Carter. Now Monahan digs it out. He plays it right point. Brody into the near circle to Gaudreau. And now back to Brody at the blue line. Brody, top of the far circle over to Monahan. Monahan gets it back to Brody, who winds and fires a shot off a body and just wide. Bennett battling forward out in front. Can't get a hold of it. Now it's picked up and cleared up the far boards, but Brody races over and holds it in. Monahan trying to glove it down, does. Monahan slips it into the far face-off circle to Versteeg with 35 seconds remaining on this Flames power play. Versteeg back into the blue line to Brody. Back into the far circle to Versteeg. He'll whip it across the ice to Gaudreau near side. Gaudreau walks into the corner, bounces it off the boards, back to the left point to Brody. He gives it right back to Gaudreau, top of the near circle. Gaudreau, far side to Versteeg. Pass goes behind him. Versteeg will pick up the puck and drop it off to Brody, though. Brody, right wing side to Versteeg. He shoots, and that shot sails wide of Bishop's net. Kings can't get it out. Here's Gaudreau making a shot, steps in, makes a pass back to the blue line to Brody. Brody makes a shot and gives it back to Gaudreau. Gaudreau from the near circle tries a shot, has it blocked by Muzzin, gets it back, feeds it in front, but picking it up is Carter as the Kings penalty has come to an end. We're back to 5-on-5 with 13:15 to play in the first period, and the Flames on a goal by Dougie Hamilton, leading the Kings 1-0 tonight. Puck lifted up in the air and out by Brody. Here comes Michael Frolik up the left wing side with a weak shot. Easily swatted away by Ben Bishop. Michael Backlund fighting for it. Plays it in behind the Kings net. Gravel grabs it there. Reverses the puck to Doughty, who slides it right wing boards to Brown. He'll drop it back to Gravel, who crosses his blue line and now the red line and fires the puck into the far corner. Giordano picks it up behind the net. Slides it right wing side. Frolik with a bad pass picked off by Brown, but Backlund with some good work to tie him up. Maybe not such good work, because it looks like Michael Backlund's going to take a penalty here. And the Kings, down one on the scoreboard, are going to be up one on the ice when we come back. 12 minutes and 39 seconds to play in what's been a feisty first period here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. The Flames' Dougie Hamilton has the game's only goal, and they lead the Los Angeles Kings 1-0. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Rob Kerr is the king of Calgary Afternoon Radio. 5 to 6 p.m. weekdays, listen for Rob Kerr's Flames at 5. All 30 teams in the NHL and laser-focused on the Calgary Flames. Any breaking news, big guests, opinion? Kerr has it all on the drive home. 60 minutes on ice, Rob Kerr's Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or online at PeteThePlumber.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Bold just got bolder at Lexus of Calgary.
The Lexus F Sport event is on now. Get the 2017 RX 350 F Sport with lease rates as low as 1.9% for 39 months. Payments just $339 biweekly with $6,520 down.
Experience amazing
in the 2017 RX 350 F Sport at Lexus of Calgary with F Sport credits of $2,000.
Offer ends March 31st. Visit Lexus of Calgary today.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio, streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Following the game, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames goaltender this season, Shane Holmes donates $5 to the great cause, Kids Sport Calgary. For all the details, you know where to go. ShaneHolmes.com.
Well, the Flames one win away from clinching a spot in the 2017 Stanley Cup playoffs and off to a good start in this game against the Kings. Dougie Hamilton has his 13th of the season. And it is Calgary 1 and Los Angeles nothing. But the Kings about to head to their second power play of the hockey game in the box for the Flames. One of their better penalty killers, Michael Backlund. Kings win the offensive zone draw. Carter drops it. Martinez a blast at the top of body in front. And now Martinez dives to keep it. And only for a moment, though, as Engelin swats it down the ice. Eric Engelin's done some great work on the penalty kill early in this first period, Lou.
He's had a superb start in that regard.
Here's Doughty now ahead to Carter. He crosses the Flames line and drops right wing side to Kopitar. Drops to Doughty with a drive. And he hammers it wide of Elliott's net. Puck held in left point. Martinez moves it to Aginla. But Aginla gives it away to Stajan, and Engelin trying to clear it can. His stick gets tied up. Aginla holds it in, but gives it right back to Engelin, who knocks it down with a high stick. And that's going to lead to a stoppage in play with a minute 22 remaining in the Backlund minor. On the power play this season, The Kings at 19.4%, ranked 15th in the NHL. The Flames' penalty kill at 80.8% is tied for 14th in the league, so statistically speaking, a pretty good matchup. Faceoff to Elliott's right. Bennett wins the draw versus Kempe, whose stick's broken on that faceoff, and again, Englund will shoot it down the ice. A penalty-killing machine for the Flames in this first period. Here comes Gravel. He slides the right wing side to Toffoli. Glides across the red line and dumps it in. Chasing after it, Kempe. Knocked off the puck by Englund. Chiasson grabs it but gives it away to Kempe. Kempe walks in front, has his pocket picked by Chiasson. Muzzin will chop the puck towards the net and bounces right to Brown. Now into the blue paint, and Elliott will cover it. And now Englund and Gravel get into it. Englund's got Gravel in a headlock, and Gravel's not a small man, but I'm not sure that's a fight I'd want to pick.
No. I don't think Kevin would be overly interested in that one. I don't think we've seen our last one, by the way, before the evening comes to a conclusion. 51 seconds to go. Flames have done a good job so far on both of these respective penalty kills. That one was odd, though. Flames with the community clear idea when they kill penalties, but Alex Chiasson made a bit of a risky play that time. However, after turning it over, he did a nice job to get back and recovered well to force the puck to the boards.
A little vote of confidence for Sam Bennett, who got some power play time earlier in this opening period and just had a penalty killing shift as well.
Well, he's been working really hard. That feistiness of his and competitiveness has been on high the last three or four games.
Monahan wins a defensive zone draw versus Kempe, and Brodeau shoot the puck down the ice with now 42 seconds remaining in the Backlund minor. Monahan will pick up the puck at the Kings' blue line, skate it back to his own blue line, and dump it into the near quarter, so to speak, where Bodie picks it up, lifts it up in the air, and out. Brower after it at the Kings' blue line, can't come up with it. Here comes Gravel the other way. Slides the left wing boards to Brown. It gets knocked off the puck by Stone. Toffoli chasing behind the Flames net, beaten there by Brody. And now Brody tries to clear it and misses it. And Brown and Stone are going to fight for it behind the Flames net, but Toffoli swoops in to pick it up and plays it left point to Gravel. Goes across the line to Muzzin. Muzzin back to Gravel. Now far side, Kempe with a shot kicked away by Elliott. Here's Muzzin now, just a few seconds left in the power play. Drops Toffoli with a shot, but it's off a stick. And it ricochets over the glass and into the netting. 10:38 to play in the opening period. The Kings are actually out shooting the Flames 7-3 in this first period, but it is Calgary 1 and Los Angeles nothing up on the scoreboard here at the Saddledome.
Flames with really active sticks and bodies in the lanes, the shooting lanes on both of those penalty kills. Really important, and a couple of good saves as well. Not, you know, fabulous stops, but just good, clean steering it out of harm's way by Brian Elliott.
Solid saves by the Red Hot Flames goaltender.
Good with that.
Yeah. Face off to his left. Kopitar wins the draw versus Backlund. What a battle that's going to be tonight. That's a matchup that we see often. Back to the blue line. McNabb with a shot off Kopitar and wide of the Flames net. Kopitar turns it behind the net. Gets hammered by Englund. A big body check. And now Tkachuk will pick up the puck and skate it out. One hands it ahead to Backlund. Backlund trying to drop it back to Tkachuk, and now we've got a fight. Jerome McGinley and Derek Englund in what could be McGinley's final game here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. This is a heavyweight bout. McGinley and Englund engage. They're tied up pretty good here. Englund with some short little right hands to the head of McGinley. And now a couple of roundhouses that land. McGinley coming back with some lefts. Englund, some big rights, including an uppercut on McGinley. McGinley pushes Englund in the boards. Englund trying to shake off his right elbow pad, and he does. Now comes over the top with a glancing right. Ooh. You're tired after this one. Linesman, a little skittish. They don't want to step in there and get popped. McGinley with a couple of late lefts here. To the back of Englund's head. Now he rips his helmet off. They're not quite done yet. McGinley, another right. Englund a right as well. And that was quite a fight. And it leaves Jerome McGinley bleeding. Derek Englund dripping some blood as well as he heads towards the Flames dressing room. And McGinley will head to the Kings locker room. What's the over-under on fights tonight, Lou?
We're going to get to a point here, I think, in the not too distant future where things are going to calm down a little bit, but this has been even more than what I had probably expected going in. And I'm not sure I thought those two guys were going to be among the participants. Certainly not the combination. And it was quite a tussle.
Very, very good. Both guys need some repairs.
Yeah, you hope England's all right because there's still 10-18 left of the period and he went right to the room.
I think he was cut. I know Oginla was. All right, well, two fights down. How many more to go? Here's Tkachuk, got the first one. After he tried to get in one on his first shift with Jake Muzzin.
He just gave Doughty a whack after Doughty deflected that out of play. Well, if anybody is interested on calling overtime, you'll be doing it tonight at about 3 a.m.
That's when it's going to
start.
At
this rate. It's a good thing we're in, you know, Peter Marr press box. More importantly, the Ed Whalen, you know, press box. Because, well, everybody, we're ready to play tonight.
So, we saw Brayden McNabb versus Matthew Tkachuk, and then Jerome Oginla versus Derek Engelin. Two fights, one goal so far in the first 10 minutes of this hockey game.
Yeah, where's Mockin' Singh and Kerry Brown the way this game's begun? Not Dustin Brown.
All right, we need to take a timeout. Everybody has to just settle down a little bit, including you and including me and including the two teams.
I'm not going to
Everybody's all
down.
Wound up. I know you won't.
They don't pay me enough to settle down.
No, no, and I don't want you to settle down. But the two teams will probably settle down at some point in time here. I'm not sure if it'll be in the first period, second period, third period, or sometime after this hockey game. But with 9:54 to play in the opening period here at the Saddle Dome, Dougie Hamilton has the game's only goal. It is the Flames 1 and the Kings nothing. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Have high energy bills put your business in the penalty box? Direct Energy Business has been expertly serving Alberta and Ontario for over 12 years by developing custom energy strategies and competitive pricing that can help you reach your business goals and protect your bottom line. Take action and contact Direct Energy Business, and together you can shoot the lights out. Go to directenergybusiness.com or call 1-866-867-8167. That's 1-866-867-8167. Now, let's get back to the game.
We all know, Cowboys, the most fun you can have with your boots on. On Friday, May 12th, the fun is going to be way off the charts as Boomer and Warner's Excellent Adventure, presented by Supreme Menswear, starts and finishes at Cowboys. Cowboys Dance Hall and Casino. For all your great nights, check out cowboysnightclub.com for outstanding concerts and events. Become part of the legend. Boomer and Warner's Excellent Adventure, helping kids sport Calgary so all kids can play. Details at sportsnet.ca/960.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
9:54 to play in the opening period here at the Saddle Dome, where it's the Flames 1 and the Kings nothing. And now to get us caught up on what's happening elsewhere. Probably not as much as what's happening here, but with a look on the rebuild homes out of town scoreboard, here's Pat Steinberg.
The Blackhawks scored four goals in Pittsburgh in the first period, and they lead the Penguins 4-0 late now in the second period. And there's really nothing else going on anywhere else because two other games have yet to start. Avalanche welcome the Capitals at 8. Coyotes welcome the Blues at 8:30. But now back to where the real action is.
Yes. What a bout it's been.
That was a good quality read, Patty. And now back to where the action has really begun.
Everybody's fired up tonight. Here's Shirley on the Flames net to Brown, who feeds it out in front. His pass bounces by to Foley and comes out. And now Brody will bank it off the boards. Gaudreau trying to dive to catch up to the puck, can't, as Martinez will pick it up in behind his net. That'll be an icing call on the Kings. And one of the reasons why the Kings have struggled this season, Lou, they just are having such a tough time scoring goals. Goals against have not been a problem. At 2.45 per game, they're tied for fifth in the NHL, but it's goals for that have been a problem. 2.39 per game, that is 25th in the league.
That's been the story. And it's almost, when you think about Kopitar with 11, Toffoli with only 14, Derek, one of those years that it's almost been unexplainable, and my guess, it will not be repeated.
And Kopitar only has 11 because he's got 5 in his last 12 games.
I know.
had six of his first 57. That is so hard to believe.
Including one of the two Kings goals the last time these two teams played.
That's right. Well, things seem to have settled down a little bit. Doty has the puck beyond the Flames net. He'll fire it up the far boards to Brouwer. McNabb, who fought Tkachuk, chasing after him and knocks the puck loose, and it's cleared out by Bishop. Now the Kings will slide it deep into Flames territory where Giordano goes back to get it. It's a good pass out to center ahead to Brouwer. Brouwer stick handles in and loses it. Stajan finds it, knocks it near a corner. Versteeg feeds it in front, and Brouwer can't get a stick on the puck. Now Carter picks it up. He has had a good season. Leads the team in goals with 31 and in points with 61. Gets it in deep as the Kings change. As Brouwer picks it up in front of his net and slides it right wing side to Giordano. The captain will bounce the puck into the Kings zone. Now the Flames make a line change with 8.5 to play in the first period and a 1-0 lead. Here's Gravel, right wing side to Lewis. He's checked by Matt Barkowski. And now Sam Bennett will push the puck into the Kings zone. Eric Forbort takes over. Drops it back to Gravel. Moves it right wing side to Lewis. And he'll cross center and shoot it in. Elliott out to get it. Wrist it up to the near side. Bennett with a big body check on Lewis, who then whacks Bennett in the right leg. Here's Kopitar in the near corner, trying to protect the puck from Bartkowski, who's working him over. And now Bartkowski gets knocked down by Gaborik. Kopitar hangs out of the puck, plays it back to the blue line. Forbort, left point with a shot, and they score! Forbort puts the puck on net. Somebody got their stick on it and redirected just inside the near goalpost. And the Kings have tied this game at one.
That was awfully close to being offside. I don't think it was, but it was really close. Forbort's ability to keep it in. And that just shows you, Trevor Lewis went to the net, got inside Michael Stone, went off of him, and in.
And Glenn Gullitson is looking down at the monitor below his feet over on the Flames bench to see if it was offside, to see if this is worth a coach's challenge. And he is taking a long look at it, and I think his team is taking their time making a change as a result. And they're really trying to speed these up.
They are.
So we heard the horn sound there very briefly. And now one of the referees has come over to the timekeeper's booth. Right now it is 1-1. The question is, will the Flames challenge this on a potential offside? Gullitson's still looking down at that monitor, Lou.
I haven't seen anything outside of how the puck was directed in by Lewis.
No challenge.
On the TV monitor to see if they were even looking at that.
Yeah, so we are tied at one with now 7:50 left in the first period here at the Saddle Dome. Tkachuk will pick it up in the near quarter, and here's the game-tying goal.
And for the year, this is number 24, Derek Forbort. And to number 11, Andrzej Kopitar. Time of the goal, 12:04. Lewis from Brown and Kopitar. Time of the goal, 12:04.
Nice redirect by Trevor Lewis for his 10th goal of the season.
First round pick going all the way back to 2006.
And with that goal, he snaps 10 game goalless and pointless streaks. Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. Backlund will take the draw versus Kempe. Backlund wins it, kicks it back to Frolik, who feeds it near side to Tkachuk, and he'll back the puck up for Brody. He lugs it up the left wing side and moves it a rink wide to Stone, who skates across center and shoots the puck in beyond the Kings' net. Rims around to the near boards. Tkachuk can't come up with it. Tkachuk and Doughty having some more words, Lou. Maybe that's a battle we're about to see. Here's Brody, up the middle of the ice to Backlund, who slides it right wing side to Hamilton. Hamilton gives it back to Backlund. He steps across the Kings line, tries to dangle by McNabb, and gets pushed off the puck, which rolls right to the goaltender Bishop. And he'll freeze it for a faceoff with now 7:09 left in the first period. Kings up 8-4 on the shot clock, but tied at one with the Flames up on the scoreboard here at the Saddle Dome tonight.
Monday afternoon on this radio station, the Toronto Blue Jays will open their 2017 campaign at Oriole Park in Camden Yards, which means Baltimore against the East rival Orioles. We'll have it all for you starting at 1 o'clock.
Face off to Bishop's left. Kopitar wins the draw versus Monahan. Red hot right now with 4 goals in his last 5 games. 16 in his last 31. Plays it left wing side to Gaudreau, who's pulled off the puck by Kopitar. Martinez will move it up the near side to Lewis, who can't get it out. He's stapled to the boards by Giordano, but Kopitar picks up the puck and he'll skate it out. His right wing side, Gabra, trying to feed it in front to Kopitar. Pass picked off by Monahan, though. He'll backhand the puck into Kings territory. Here's Martinez now. has already established new career highs for assists and points in a season, 28 assists and 36 points so far this year. And he's one of the guys who's taken a step forward offensively as opposed to a step back offensively for the Kings this season.
Yes, there have not been many in that category. Trevor Lewis would be another one. He only scored 8 all of last season. With the goal tonight to tie it, he's up to 10.
The big jump has come from Tanner Pearson. Pearson with career highs in goals with 23 and points with 42. But to the Kings with only 220 goal scorers. Same number the Flames have, but the Flames also have 12 guys who have scored double-digit goals. A really balanced attack. Here's Stajan up the middle over Stieg. He flips it near boards, is passed to Stajan, picked off by Shore. And now Clifford will drop it back for Gravel, who slides the left wing side, and Forbort moves it rink wide ahead to Shore at the Flames line. Chips it off the boards. Brown, a sharp angle shot, fought off by Elliott. Not sure he was expecting that shot, but still stopped it. Brower takes down Brown in the far corner. Bartkowski swoops in and picks up the puck and rolls it down the ice. And this will be an icing call on the Flames with now 5:58 left in the opening period. And the score tied at 1.
Flames really, I would suggest, need this game to get back into a hockey rhythm. It's been completely, because of all the shenanigans and extra shots and a couple of fights and all that drama, it's taken away from any kind of flow. The Kings would love to continue this the rest of the night, I guarantee you. The Flames wanted to get back to more hockey flow.
Starting to get there. Puck is flipped up the far boards and down the ice, and this time the Flames will avoid an icing call, and it means they can make a line change with a little bit less than 6 minutes to go in this first period. Here's Forbort, right wing side to Campe, who cuts up the middle, makes a good pass left wing side to Toffoli, and he'll push the puck on the Flames net and chase it and catch up to it. Toffoli near side to Carter, but Kachuk picks off the pass intended for him, and now Backlund will clear the puck out to center. Here's McNabb. McNabb hit hard by Frolik, almost sent him head over heels right into the Flames bench. Brody will pick up the puck now. Slides it right wing side to Hamilton, who slaps a pass ahead. Frolik hit from behind by McNabb. That was in a dangerous spot, too. Luckily for the Flames, Frolik is up and appears to be okay. Now Pearson will pick it up. Gives it to Kopitar, who kicks the puck to his stick. The Kings captain crosses the Flames line, backhands it behind the net. Gabrick goes after it there, but gets hit and held up by Stonen behind the net. Giordano and Kopitar, the two captains, battling for the puck in the near corner. Stuck in their skates, Pearson and Backlund in there trying to dig it free. Pearson taking some soft cross checks from Backlund, finally gets tossed out of the ice. Backlund will pick up the puck. Pearson trying to get it back, can't. Backlund protects it, lifts it off the glass, but can't get it out. And now we've got a stoppage in play. Is this a hand pass?
Yes.
All right, so that will lead to a timeout here at Scotiabank Saddledome, where with 4 minutes and 42 seconds to play in the opening period, the Flames and the Kings are tied at 1. 2 fights, 2 goals so far in this first period. Back to finish it off in just a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Everything about tough has changed again. You don't rest on your laurels, and neither do we. That's why F-150 pushes as hard as you do. Plus, with a military-grade aluminum body, rust is a thing of the past. Lease the 2017 5-liter XLT Supercrew 4x4 for $199 every 2 weeks at 0.49% APR with $3,250 down for 36 months. Tough, smart, capable, undisputed. Visit findyourford.ca for details.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary Flames Radio. When the Flames are on the road, so is our Flames Radio pre- and post-game show. Sportsnet 960 The Fan's home away from the dome is Shank's Sports Grill. 2 great locations, Crowfoot in the northwest, McLeod Trail south. Shank's is the original, lots of big screens, every seat is a great seat. Listen for the Flames warm-up and post-game shows from Shank's on McLeod Trail south. Your home away from the dome for Flames hockey with Sportsnet 960 is Shank's Sports Grill. Sportsnet 960 The Fan is everywhere you are. Load the new Radio Player Canada app. Listen to Sportsnet 960 plus 400 other radio stations. Go to sportsnet.ca/960 for more details. The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
4:42 to play in period number 1. As I mentioned before the break, 2 fights and 2 goals so far in this first period. Kachuk versus McNabb, Engelin versus Aginla. Those are the fights. Dougie Hamilton and Trevor Lewis with the goals, and the Flames and the Kings are tied at 1. And taking a look at the Flames bench, I do not see Derek Engelin,
Lou. That's where I was going next. Aginla is just fine. he skated during the whistle over to the box. Englund has not yet returned.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed for Derek Englund and give you an update as soon as we've got one. Bucket is shot down the ice by Bartkowski. Icing waved off as Bishop comes out of the King's net and plays it far side to Clifford. And he's pulled off the puck by Chiasson. Here's a long shot from the right point off the stick of Stone, and he sails it wide. Battle for it in the near corner now. Bartkowski pinches into the play and knocks it free for Bennett. Bennett banks it off the boards to Bartkowski. Bartkowski swings it near side. His pass misses Chiasson, and Sherr will pick up the puck and slide it ahead to Lewis. Crosses the red line, and now the Flames' blue line goes left wing side. Clifford with a shot, a bit of a knuckle puck right into the gut of the goaltender, and Elliott will hold on, and now another scrum ensues.
Anytime you see Kyle Clifford, you're probably going to see one of those the rest of the night, but cooler heads prevail, although Clifford looks like he is going to go over and chat with anyone who's listening before he takes an awkward route back to the King's bench. Both teams changing with 4 minutes and 8 seconds left in this lengthy fight-infested first period.
And if you're just joining us, during the pregame warm-up tonight, there was a big scrum at center ice, close to where Matthew Tkachuk was stretching, getting ready for this game. And the two guys who did the most talking were Derek Englund, who's already fought tonight, and Kyle Clifford, who is eighth in the NHL in fighting majors with 11 on the season. Here's Ferland. Stick handles across the Kings line up the right wing side. Gets stuck between Kempe and Brown, and the puck comes free, and McNabb's going to scoop it up in the far corner. Moves it up the middle ahead to Kempe, who slides it right wing side to Toffoli. Toffoli back to Kempe. Kempe trying a shot, but it's blocked by Hamilton. The puck comes free for Gaudreau. Stick handles it up the right wing side, spins away from Toffoli, and drops it off to Monahan. Monahan has it whacked away, but we've got a penalty call coming up. I think Gaudreau took a little slash there.
Kyle Raymond would agree with you, because that's exactly the call he's making on Tyler Toffoli, who takes a seat, and the Flames head to the power play for the second time in this opening frame.
As mentioned, 2 goals so far in this first period. Dougie Hamilton scoring his 13th at 3:04 to make it 1-0. And then Trevor Lewis's 10th at 12:04 to make it 1-1. And the time of that Flames goal brought to you by Marlboro Ford. The choice is yours when it comes to leasing or owning a Ford. And when you have options that work for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit MarlboroFord.com.
That might have hurt Gaudreau. That was nastier than it at first glance when I watched the replay. Yeah, he's feeling it. Has the glove off, looking at that left hand right now.
Remember what happened the last time these two teams met in a game like this. Game 81, 2 seasons ago, the Flames beat the Kings 3-1 with an empty netter, but they did not leave that game unscathed, Lou.
No.
Flames with a faceoff. Giordano gives the puck to Frolik. Turns back to the blue line and slides it near side to Hamilton. He centers it in front. Puck bounces off Tkachuk's stick and into the far corner. Backlund, right point to Giordano. Giordano locks it behind the King's net. Muzzin will pick it up there, but he can't get it out. Hamilton holds it in left wing side. Whips it around to the far corner. Backlund will pick it up, knock it behind the net to Tkachuk. He gives it back to Backlund, and he'll flip it right point to Giordano. Captain walks the line and gives it back to Backlund. Backlund shoots that shot stop. Big rebound, but Tkachuk can't get his stick on it. Now Backlund feeds Frolik. He backs it up to Giordano near side. Hamilton, a one-timer, blocked fearlessly by Muzzin. Now the puck will skip across the ice. Giordano goes up to get it. Backs up to the right point, and now slips it to Backlund, far half-boards. Backlund behind the net to Tkachuk. Tkachuk, far side to Backlund. Backlund looking for a shooting lane, can't find one. Saucers it back to the blue line, and now gets it back from Giordano, feeds it in front. Bounces around. Tkachuk trying to jam it in for a leak there as well. Neither guy can knock the puck by Bishop. And now Lewis is going to catch up to it far side and flip it off the boards and down the ice. And we've got about 73 guys on the ice for both teams. The officials look a little confused with 49 seconds remaining in this Flames power play.
Michael Backlund's going to go for bowling over Trevor Lewis. Michael Backlund's got his nasty side on high in this game.
Channeling his inner Matthew Tkachuk?
No, it's outward. There's no channeling.
All right, so 49 seconds of 4-on-4 hockey, and then the Kings will head to their second power play of the hockey game. Actually, check that. Third power play of this first period. Shots on goal, 10-5 Los Angeles. in this 1-1 hockey game here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. A little bit more than 2 minutes to play in the first period. Puck at a left point. Forbort with a shot blocked by Brody in front. Now Pearson and Monahan wrestle for it. Monahan wins that battle and knocks it out. And there's a good sign. Johnny Gaudreau back on the ice. Pretty good 4-on-4. Gaudreau trying to steal the puck. He does. He tries feeding it in front, but that pass intended for Monahan's picked off by Forbort. Here comes Carter the other way. Carter taps the puck to Pearson, who falls down, gets back up, and still has that puck on his stick. Pearson into the high slot to Martinez. Martinez a backhand shot off the skate of Stone and wide of Elliott's net. And now Carter has it swatted away by Brody. Kings are going to back off here. The Flames with some time and space to set up the breakout. Will make a line change, and their opponents will as well, as the Kings penalty comes to an end. And now the Flames are the team shorthanded. Minute 5 remaining in the Backlund Minor. His second penalty of this first period. And now a minute 15 to play in the opening period here at the Saddle Dome, where the Flames and the Kings are tied at 1. Puck to the left point. Muzzin trying to hold it in. Boma trying to bat it by him, and he finally muscles the puck out to the neutral zone. Boma and Muzzin continue to fight for it. Finally it squirts out. Doughty will pick it up at his blue line. And there's another chorus of boos as Doughty skates it out to center and rips the puck in behind the Flames net from there. Ricochets up the near side. Brown steps in, throws it to the net, and a diving block by Engelin, who continues to do great work for the Flames on the penalty kill tonight. And he's back, so that's even better news. Engelin got in a fight with Aginla. Aginla came back immediately. Took a while for Engelin to return to the game. Here's Gravel. He'll fire it in from the Flames' blue line, but now 17 seconds remaining in the Kings' power play. Clifford has it whacked away by Brody, and now Stone finds an opening and shoots the puck down the ice. Bishop will stop it and drop it. Gravel will take over in behind the Kings' net as the final few seconds come off the clock on the Backlund Minor. And the Flames are back to full strength. Kempe has to drop it back to the blue line. Nobody's there, and now Backlund picks up a loose puck and brings it in. He drops it. Brower steps into the far corner, gives it back to Backlund, who shoots it. It's booted away by Bishop. And now a bit of a train wreck as Martinez falls into Bishop with maybe a little bit of help from Bennett. And that's how the first period will fittingly come to an end.
Wow. Memorable for sure.
Yep.
And all our chat during the day about what the Tkachuk-Doughty incident may bring in the game, I think we've already had that most certainly answered.
Well, things have settled down a little bit.
Not much.
A little bit, because Matthew Tkachuk tried to fight on his first shift, and Jake Muzzin wasn't interested. And then on his second shift, after he served a penalty for attempting to fight on his first shift, came out of the box and dropped the gloves with a bigger man in Braden McNabb. And I wouldn't say Tkachuk won that fight with McNabb, but I give him credit for engaging in it. And then Derek Engelin and Jerome Aginla fight. So two fights, two goals in the first period tonight. We'll see what happens in the second and third periods. Again, the Flames one win away from clinching a Stanley Cup playoff spot. And ironically, when they did so for the first time in five seasons a couple of years ago, they did it against the Kings and did it in this building. And we're now going to head down to the Flames dressing room to have a chat with defenseman Michael Stone. And Michael, we knew there'd be some sort of carryover from the last time these two teams met. Of course, there was that Tkachuk and Doughty incident, but did you expect what we saw in that first period tonight?
Not to the extent that it happened, but yeah, I mean, you always expect something.
Michael, from your team's standpoint, do you kind of hope it gets away from that and, you know, back to playing the way you guys have been playing? Because the whole period just kind of felt completely out of sync as a result.
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird period, but hopefully we can move on from that and just play hockey now.
Well, and just a final thought, Michael, your thought on the goal that was scored to make it 1-0 and kind of what you saw?
I mean, that's just hard work in front of the net. Both goals were kind of similar. I kind of get on the wrong side of my man on the goal against, and it ends up going off him and in. So clean it up a little bit, and we'll be good to go.
Michael, thanks for doing this. Good luck in the second.
Yeah, thanks.
Michael Stone of the Flames as Calgary and LA tied at 1 after 20 minutes of play. Coming up in the first intermission, another look at the out-of-town scoreboard with one game underway right now and a couple more still to come this evening. On top of that, we'll continue our conversation with Clark Wilm inside the Flames time machine. But up next, Your first period summary, a feisty first from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Calgary and LA tied at 1 after 20. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Houses are where you live in, cook in, and sleep in.
Homes are where the memories are made. First steps, first dates, first everything. Sometimes you don't think what is behind the paint, under the hardwood, or even how you stay warm. Rebuild Homes does. They take the time to design and construct your perfect home for you and your family. They've partnered with the most trusted brands and suppliers, delivering the best building practices. Visit them today to find out why. Smarter built, better built, rebuilt homes.
Boomer, Warner, and Pinder, mornings on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. You can text the guys anytime on the ATB Fan Feedback text line 960-960. Keep it clean and play along. The ATB Fan Feedback line for ATB Financial. Need a date but don't want to miss the game? Problem solved. Enter to win now at ATB.com. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues. It's the first intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames and Kings tied at one after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time for the first period summary, and that was an eventful first period, and a first period the Flames opened the scoring in very early on.
Monahan in front, Dougie Hamilton to the backhand, bounces it off the goalpost, gets it back, and he scores! Dougie Hamilton! That's the bouncing puck by Ben Bishop, and the Flames have a 1-0 lead.
For Dougie Hamilton, his 13th of the season. Sean Monahan, Johnny Gaudreau drawing the assist at 3:04 of period number one to make it 1-0 Calgary. However, that was only the beginning of some of the fireworks, because a couple of fights later, Matthew Tkachuk dropped the gloves with Braden McNabb, and then Jerome Iginla dropped the gloves with Derek Engeland. Certainly some carryover from the last time these two teams met at the Scotiabank Saddledome. 1-0 Calgary past the midway mark, but the Kings do draw even just past the 12-minute mark.
Bedard hangs out of the puck, plays it back to the blue line. Forbort, left point with a shot, and they score! Derek Forbort puts the puck on net. Somebody got their stick on it and redirected just inside the near goalpost. And the Kings have tied this game at one.
And that someone was Trevor Lewis, who redirected it in. His 10th of the season coming from Derek Forbort and Anze Kopitar at 12:04. And we've got a 1-1 tie after 20 minutes of play. LA out shooting Calgary 10-6 in that first period. Flames go 0-2 on the power play. Los Angeles 0-3 with the man advantage. And it's a 1-1 tie after 20 minutes of play. That is the first period summary. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game. Brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kidsport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. We are hopping inside the Flames time machine and continuing our conversation with Clark Wilm. That's around the corner from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Spring into Audi sales event is on now at Glenmore Audi. For a limited time, get amazing lease and finance rates on all 2017s and spring sales event savings of up to $18,500 on all 2017 models. Offer ends March 31st. Visit glenmoreaudi.com for more.
The March playoff push is on. Find everything you need to enjoy the action and spruce up the man cave from SML Entertainment. With great deals and a large selection of Beachcomber hot tubs and Brunswick pool tables. Plus, SML Entertainment has foosball and tennis tables, arcade games, shuffleboard, and so much more. SML Entertainment, over 60 years in business and 5 Alberta locations, including Cross Iron Mall and Red Deer. For more information, visit smlentertainment.com.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show live from the Saddle Dome. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a 1-1 tie, Flames and the Los Angeles Kings after 20 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Time to hop inside the Flames time machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. Well, Clark Wilm played parts of four seasons with the Calgary Flames between 1998 and 2002. He's a former sixth-round pick and also spent time with Nashville and Toronto in his NHL career. He certainly was a good Western Canadian boy and spent four seasons with the Flames. In conversation with Kelly Kirsch, here's part two of our four-part conversation with Clark Wilm.
So, Clark, what was that oh wow moment where you kind of realized that, oh my God, I'm here? Was it like the first game? Was it playing at Madison Square Garden? Was it going up against a big star? What was that oh my God, I'm here moment?
It was probably the first game I played in the Saddle Dome, being a kid and going to watch the Flames in the Saddle Dome. That was my rink. It was, you know, I was a diehard Flames fan. So that first game stepping onto the ice in Calgary was pretty special.
Now, you talked about the era, and we've had different eras in the NHL. And when you played, it was certainly a lot closer with the contact, the hooking, the holding, and not as much freewheeling as it is now. What was it like playing in a league like that, where it was certainly a lot more physical and a lot more strength than maybe you see right now?
It was, you know, there was a lot of battles, and I can remember when I first started playing pro, guys were still using wood sticks, and in the minors, you definitely had some guys that were not scared to give you a two-hander, and you had to keep your head up at all times, because there was guys down there that were not scared to take your teeth out. So it was stressful at times, but that's where the way I grew up playing. It was, you kept your head up, you protected yourself, and you knew who was on the ice at all times. And if you didn't, unfortunately, some guys, you got hurt and you didn't last very long. So it was a day and age where not everything was on video. There was not as much attention on the internet and Twitter, and it was a battle at times. But you know, I wouldn't change over the world. It worked out perfect for me, and I loved every minute of it.
So, Clark, talk about some of the teammates you had in Calgary, because we've had a lot of guys go through wearing the Flaming C on your chest. Maybe talk about some of the guys that were kind of your buddies that you hung around with, and maybe some of the guys that maybe were a little underrated on that team.
Well, yeah, I look at the team that I started playing with. So you had, you know, Marty St. Louis, Derek Morris, Corey Stillman, you know, obviously Iggy was there, and Jagir. And so we had a lot of good players that went on to have very successful careers. We were a young team, and at times we didn't have a lot of success, but, you know, we were a young group working hard and trying to get better. So as far as buddies on the team, you know, I hung out a lot with Jason Weimer, who's still there in Calgary. And who else would there been? Cale Hull, spent a lot of time with him when he was there.
Yeah.
And went on to play with him in Nashville again. So just a great group of guys, a lot of guys the same age. So we had a lot of the same interests and had a lot of fun together. And, you know, obviously it would have been nice to win a lot more games and that sense of things, but guys went on from Calgary that got traded and had very successful careers.
The thing that I hear about when I do these interviews and I talk to guys from that era, whether it's, you know, a Weimer or Cale House or yourself, it always seemed that group of guys, now this was before, you know, the salary cap and stuff, so some teams were spending tons of money. The Flames didn't have that kind of budget, so... But I remember, maybe you can kind of describe it a little bit better, but Brian Sutter was one of those guys that expected, okay, you guys go out and have your fun on the road, but you stick together. Was that kind of the mindset for that team, is that, you know, all for one, we're going to do this together?
No question. It was everybody, any battle on the ice, get in there, help each other out. Anybody, if you're going out for beers, guys always stuck together. We'd go out for a lot of lunches together and spend a lot of time together away from the rink. And it was a different era when there was no cell phones really, and no pictures and nothing really online. So you
nothing incriminating.
Exactly. You could go out as a team and have, you know, 10, 15 guys there and nobody really cared. There was no issues. So it was nice to get that team camaraderie that way. And, you know, I kind of, you know, you look at the way it is now and you feel bad that the guys can't go out as a big group and kind of do their own thing and without drawing a lot of attention and everybody knowing their every move.
Clark Wilm, part two of our four-part conversation with the former member of the Flames, played 4 years with the Flames between 1998 and 2002. We'll hear part three of that conversation on Friday night inside the Flames Time Machine, brought to you by Paradise Bay Home Leisure. For all your hot tub and patio needs, come see them at goparadisebay.com. Well, a goal apiece, a couple fights, and a whole lot more of the feisty stuff is what we saw in period number one. The Flames and LA Kings tied at one after 20 minutes of play. We've got your out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Enter Safeway Sobeys $1 million score and win. Just shop at Safeway or Sobeys and swipe your Air Miles card. When any Flames player scores 5 goals in a game, you could win $1 million. You could also win a trip for two courtesy of Grand Palladium Resorts and Spas and redtag.ca. Earn 3 bonus entries when you buy Compliments Naturally Simple Deli Meats. Shop and play at Safeway and Sobeys. No purchase necessary. See in store for full rules and regulations.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to be a part of Radio Player Canada. Listen to Sportsnet 960 The Fan and other great radio stations like 660 News, Mountain FM, 106.7 Rock Lethbridge, plus 400 more stations from across Canada. Because you like to listen to the radio, download the Radio Player Canada app. It's where Canadian radio plays. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. This is the first intermission show live from the Saddle Dome. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We've got a 1-1 tie, Flames and LA Kings, after 20 minutes of plays. We welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Home where memories are made and families grow. Smarter built, better built, Reed Build Homes. A couple of games underway on the NHL ice right now. They are underway in period number 3 in Pittsburgh. Well, the Penguins trailing the Chicago Blackhawks 5-0. This is a marquee matchup on paper, a potential Stanley Cup final showdown, and instead it's a blowout. Blackhawks 5, Penguins nothing. About 5 minutes into the third period. They're about 3 minutes into period number 1 in Denver. Avalanche and Washington Capitals are scoreless, and we're about 15 minutes or so away from puck drop in Arizona when the Coyotes welcome the St. Louis Blues. Pretty light night on the NHL ice this evening. That's the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Home where memories are made and families grow. Smarter built, better built, Reed Build Homes. It was feisty in period number 1. Couple of goals, one aside, some fights. So what does period number 2 have in store? Do we see more of that feistiness, or do things calm down a little bit? We'll find out around the corner with Derek Wills and Peter Labardius, because period number 2 is up next. 1-1 after 20. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Honey, look at this floor plan from Shane Homes. I think we can get everything that we've always wanted.
Yeah, we could bump out this nook
right,
and extend the island for our family get-togethers.
Which makes for a bigger ensuite upstairs.
His and her sinks. We can widen our garage.
Or widen our whole house.
Ah, this is great. Shane Homes has flexible models we can customize to suit our family.
It doesn't get more personal than that.
Love it or customize it. Shane Homes, the better way to build.
So many ways to listen anywhere and everywhere. Download the Radio Player Canada app.
Perfect for your phone or tablet.
Get it now in the App Store or at sportsnet.ca/960.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
2 goals, 2 fights, 40 minutes in penalties. But other than that, not a lot happened in the opening 20 minutes here at Scotiabank Saddledome tonight. Quite a tilt between the Flames
and the Kings. Kachuk versus McNabb. Engelin versus Ingola. Let me show that again. Aginla. And Hamilton and Lewis score for the respective teams. It's 1-1 after one. Of course, the main storyline tonight, Lou, is the fact that the Flames have an opportunity to clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot, and they're tied at one with the Kings through 20 minutes. So what do you want to see in this middle stanza?
Well, I'm hoping for a lot of different reasons that this gets back to being a hockey game. I think it would be highly beneficial for the Flames to find a way to up the pace and get it off from off the rails to on the rails. It was off the rails in the first.
And I saw Bill McCreary wandering around in the press box between periods. Might have had a chat with some of the brass for both sides. So we'll see if things settle down here in the second period. In this middle stanza, the Flames with their home red jerseys on will move from left to right in your radios. The Kings with their road whites from right to left. As the Kings, at this point in time, pretty much have to win out and get a lot of help to get in. Very, very unlikely that's going to happen. The Flames just need a win tonight, and they punch their ticket to the postseason. Well, the puck's been dropped, and Ashore wins that faceoff versus Monahan to start the second period. As McNabb will move the puck ahead to Brown. Turns back into his own territory. Tries a pass for Shore. Misses him. And Gaudreau's going to grab the puck. Backs it up to Brody, who gets hit by Clifford and knocked off the puck. But Gaudreau will recover it and slide it near quarter to Stone, who gives it to Ferland. He flips it out to center. And McNabb rifles it right back in from there. Elliott will stop it and drop it in beyond the net for Brody. Kings start to change as Brody fires it ahead to Gaudreau. Crosses the red line. Gets pushed off the puck by Shore, who steals it from him. Shore slides to the right wing side. Aginla steps in, gets around Brody, drives the net, gets a shot off, and he's stopped by Elliott. The rebound was there as well, but Elliott's able to gobble up the puck and hold on for a faceoff.
Good burst by the former Flame superstar to get to the inside of Brody, and then Dustin Brown followed it up and took a quality whack that forced Elliott to make a good save 42 seconds in.
Of course, Jerome Aginla in his 20th NHL season spent parts of 16 of them right here in Calgary as the Flames' all-time leader in goals, points, games played. And I can't help but wonder, Lou, if this is the final time we're going to see the former number 12 and current number 88, as strange as that sounds, playing a game in this building.
Yeah, it's all up to him. He deserves the right to make that decision when it's time, but if it is, it has been a marvelous straight to Toronto first ballot Hall of Fame career.
No doubt. Here's Doughty, far wing side to Aginla. He backs up into his own zone and slides it left wing side to Forbort. He'll bounce it off the blade of Gabrick, sticking it behind the Flames net. Elliott grabs it, backhands the puck into the near quarter. Engelin lifts the stick of Gabrick, who wears number 12, which is why Aginla is wearing 88. Puck far side picked up by Bartkowski, who sends it down the ice. Doughty slips it left wing boards to Forbort. Scurries across his blue line. Tries a pass for Gabrick and misses his man. And that'll be an icing call on the Kings.
Play Safeway and Sobeys $1 million score and win. If any Flame player scores 5 this evening, Sharon Cummings of Calgary could win $1 million. Shop at Safeway and Sobeys. You could be our next lucky winner right here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan. It's the Flames with only 6 shots on goal. See if they can get back to their game. They haven't managed the puck particularly well. On a night where it really hasn't lent itself to that. I think the Kings are happy with the pace, and they'd like it this way the rest of the night if they could get it.
Here's Gabrick to the red line. He moves the puck up the middle of Lewis, who scored the game-tying goal, but Hamilton whacks it away from him and now picks it up at his own blue line. Hamilton banks it off the end boards into the far corner to Giordano. Giordano tries to move it up the middle. His pass misses Kachuk and Frolik. And now Forbort and Kachuk get into it after the whistle.
And Andreyev comes over. Even Kempe, the youngster out of Sweden, in behind the net. Words for Matthew Kachuk. You'd like to see less scrums if you're the Flames right now. This game needs to get back to being what it needs to be about. And I'm not sure, Derek, it's going to.
No.
It just has that feel that it's going to drag and lots of whistles. And by the end of the first period, there were no fights, but it was a page right out of the wood chopper's ball.
Hamilton will skip the puck out to center. Frolik picks it up. Stick handles across the Kings' blue line. Frolik and up the right wing side, trying a shot, but it's blocked by Muzzin. Frolik battling, trying to get it back. But Muzzin picks up the puck, tries to clear and can. Backlund holds it in near side, but ends up losing it. Muzzin finds it. Gives it to Lewis, who glides across the red line and dumps it in behind Elliott's net. Elliott thought about coming up to get it, retreats back into the blue paint, and Giordano's going to fight for it behind the net. Clifford and Andreev working on him. Puck finally squirts out. Backlund will drop it. And now Stone slides the left wing side to Tkachuk. Lifts it up in the air and into King's territory. Lewis, though, immediately clears it out and moves it ahead to Andreev. He crosses the Flames line. It's wrapped up by Giordano. The puck will pop out to center where McNabb picks it up. And we've got a stoppage and a too many men penalty coming up against the Kings.
Absolutely, it was. Two guys out when they had control of the puck before they were able to complete the change.
All right, so the Flames will head to their third power play of the hockey game. It's brought to you by Holmes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. Flames over two with a man advantage so far tonight, but maybe an opportunity, Lou, for them to at least generate some chances and some momentum and get this game back into some sort of flow.
It's interesting you use that word. That's exactly where I was going to go. What this game is lacking is that pace and flow. Yeah,
very choppy for obvious reasons. Puck bounces by Brody at the blue line. He's able to recover it last second. Carter trying to pick his pocket there. Flames get it in deep. Doughty will knock it into the near corner, and from there, Forborn bounces it off Pearson's stick and down the ice. Flames start with their first power play unit. Monahan, Gaudreau, Brouwer and Versteeg up front. Brody in the back end. The 1-3-1. As Gaudreau stick handles across the Kings line and slides the left wing side to Monahan, who drops it back to the blue line for Brody. Brody near side to Versteeg, who steps in and shoots. That shot's off Brouwer's stick and wide to the far corner. Good net front presence there by Troy Brouwer, though, who's got three goals in his last four games. Brouwer will pick it up far side, whip it out in front. Versteeg goes to the backhand, back to the forehand and shoots, and Bishop makes a good blocker stop.
Chris is mad at himself. He was caught in between after terrific puck retrieval by Brouwer in the left wing corner, won a puck battle 50-50, moved off, went through the seam with a rocket of a pass that actually went off a stick, and then couple maneuvers. I think Chris was stuck in between, maybe trying to find Gaudreau on the back door and shooting it, and ended up throwing it right into Bishop.
But how about that stick handling in an area about the size of a phone booth? The way he pulled the puck around Forbort, who dove and stuck out his stick, that was something. Flames win the faceoff. Giordano holds it in right point, but now Muzzin knocks it away from Backlund, and now the Kings get a 2-1-1. Lewis and Kopitar. Lewis shoots. Good glove grab by Elliott. The fans chant Moose.
Trevor Lewis has the lone goal already. Does not have a multi-goal game amongst his 10 so far this season, but he won a battle to force the puck free. It turned into a 2-on-1. Giordano raced back to deal with Kopitar, who was the other person involved in the shorthanded rush, and Brian Elliott with a key glove save.
A minute two remaining in this Flames power play, 16:33 in the second period. It's 1-1 here at the Saddle Dome tonight. Muzzin trying a shorthanded shot. He misses the Flames net. Flames have their second power play unit out there now. Backlund between Tkachuk and Frolik up front with Giordano and Hamilton on the back end. Hamilton tries to pass and misses all of his teammates, and that leads to an icing call against the Flames. Neither team really able to get in sync tonight, and as you said earlier, that's better for the Kings than it is for the Flames.
They take this all night long. The Flames are not in sync. Eight shots. Been difficult to put anything together. A lot of nights I talk, and there was a situation about, you know, Dougie Hamilton's pass is out of the reach. Even when the Flames have had the puck in the Kings zone, I don't think they've handled it as well. They haven't made plays tonight. And we'll see where the game goes from here.
Face off, won by the Kings. Forbort tries to shot from the left point, has it blocked by Hamilton, who does have the Flames' goal in this game, his 13th of the season. He's now got 10 points in his last 12 games. Dougie Hamilton's hot. He's really been hot ever since he got paired with Mark Giordano, hasn't he?
He sure has.
Hamilton will skate it up the right wing side and drop it back to Giordano. Speaking of that top defensive pairing, Flames get it in deep. Bishop out of his net, makes a dangerous backhand pass, but right under the tape of Doughty's stick. Doughty slides it right wing side the shore, moves it rink wide to Forbort, and he will flip the puck into the Flames zone. Hamilton dropping it back to Bartkowski with 5 seconds remaining in the penalty to Andreev. Here's Bartkowski across center. Shoots the puck in. Bishop again, like a third defenseman out of his net to play it. Will wrist it up to near boards and out to center ice. Penalty killing becomes easier when you've got a goaltender who can play the puck, like the Kings' Ben Bishop. Here's Bennett behind his net. Dodges the check from Kopitar, who falls to the ice in the near corner. And now Chiasson gives it to Bennett, who moves it ahead to Englund, who joins the rush. Englund drops it. Chiasson dangles in. Chiasson, trike is circling. Now centers, and Bennett can't get a shot off. And Braoff will pick up the puck in the near circle. Bank it off the end boards into the far corner to Muzzin. As we pass the five-minute mark of the second period here at the Saddle Dome, where the Flames and the Kings are tied at one. Ferland gets the puck in deep. Muzzin moves it far side. Martinez, it's hit hard by Bennett as Kopitar is able to corral the puck and move it near corner to Muzzin. Muzzin sends it out to center to Andreev, who crosses the red line and shoots it in. Elliott tries to stop it, misses it, but Stajan's there to scoop it up in the far corner. Wheels in behind his net, moves it right wing side to Stone, is going to back it up to Brody. Brody will set up the breakout from behind his net. Brody dodges the check from Toffoli, moves it ahead to Stajan, who sends it out to center. Now here's Brouwer, right wing side to Versteeg, who crosses the Kings line and shoots it in. Again, Bishop's out to get it, and again, the goaltender clears it near boards, and Gaberuk sends it out to center, off the right wing side to Toffoli. It's a weak shot away and misses the Flames' net. Now Brouwer ahead to Stajan, back to Stone, off the middle to Brody, who joins the rush. Brody, Stajan, left wing side for Versteeg. It's hit by Gravel, hangs out of the puck, and now loses it again as Carter will corral it, but he can't get it out. Versteeg holds it in for a moment, at least, as now it's scooped up by Lewis, who's going to scamper out to center, cross the red line, and shoot it in. And now Lewis steals it and tries to bank it off the goaltender Elliott and in, and it almost worked.
Ryan Elliott got caught. He couldn't play it, or he would have been out of the trapezoid. Head to weight, rush back into the net, and Lewis nearly banked it off him and in. He banked it off him, but Elliott didn't allow it to go in.
Well, this weirdness continues. We'll take a timeout. 13:42 to play in period number two here at the Saddle Dome. Well, the Flames and the Kings are tied at one, and this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Hi, Josh Lamb from Northwest Acura. Do you think customer service is a thing of the past? Well, it's alive and thriving at Northwest Acura. I'm just like you. When I visit businesses, I'm surprised how customer service is not always their first priority. Over the past 10 years, I have hired and trained a team who understands it's the most important part of our business. We've just been awarded the Acura Client Excellence Award, better known as the ACE Award. So I guess all that hard work has paid off. For a friendly, easygoing experience, visit Northwest Acura. Because we're different.
Weekdays on Rob Kerr's Flames at 5. Listen for Inside Hockey. Whatever the big story is, whoever the big story is, it's on Inside Hockey. All over the NHL, Rob gets the big guests, breaks down the big stories, and of course, gives his opinion. Inside Hockey on the Flames at 5. Brought to you by the Pump That Pays, where members earned refunds simply by filling at co-op. Inside Hockey, only on Sportsnet 960.
106.5 Mountain FM is the Bow Valley's only local radio station. When you and your family are off to the mountains, make sure to find 106.5 Mountain FM or download the Mountain FM mobile app. Updated highway conditions, ski and snow reports twice an hour. Local information to make your stay in the mountains more fun. Find out the great places to eat and play in the Bow Valley. And of course, today's best music in Canmore, Banff, and the entire Bow Valley. It's 106.5 Mountain FM and mountainfm.ca.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames will continue this four-game homestand against the San Jose Sharks here on Friday. 7:30 start against the Sharks. We'll have Mr. Fireplace Flames warm up. 6:30 puck drop shortly after 7:30.
Their penultimate regular season game of the season. Here comes Gaudreau across the Kings line. Gaudreau tries to feed it in front. His pass to Monahan doesn't connect. And now Kempe will play the puck right wing side to Lewis, who skates it across center and then dumps it in. Lewis gets it in deep. Engelin and Lewis collide behind the net. Clifford and Lewis end up sandwiching Engelin, who comes up with the puck somehow. And Monahan gets hit by Clifford and can't quite clear it out, but Kempe can keep it in. Kempe will pick it up in the neutral zone and move it left wing side to forward. Puck bounces off the blade of his stick, though, and now Engelin goes up the far side to Bartkowski, who feeds it to Ferland, and he shoots it in, and we've got a stoppage in play with now 13:05 to play in the second period. Shots on goal hard to come by, especially for the Flames, who are being outshot 13-8 by the Kings in this hockey game, which is tied at 1.
which is 3-2 in this second period. And that really is reflective of the type of game. I know the Flames plan coming into their last game against the Kings, in which they played a fabulous game and won 5-2, was to get the game off the boards. They haven't been able to really get the game out of scrums or off the boards.
Out of the muck. Puck shot in by Brody. The rim's around to the near side. Bennett chasing after it. Hits McNabb and knocks it free. Stone with a shot stopped by Bishop. Big rebound right into the slot. And no Flames can get to it. Here comes Toffoli the other way for the Kings. Toffoli trying a shot. Has it blocked by Brody. Gets the puck back. Tries another shot. And again it's blocked by Brody. And this one ricochets off his leg into the Kings' blue line. Pavel back to get it. Saunders the puck near side to McNabb. McNabb will move it up the middle to Toffoli, who crosses the center and slaps a shot right in on Elliott, who blockers it away. Now it's fed out in front by Brown, but his pass eludes Shore. Here comes Brody skating out to center. Crosses the Kings line, drops right wing side, chase on, winds and fires. Good glove stop by Bishop. And then Bulma goes to the net, bumps the goaltender, and that leads to another scrum.
It's exactly what the Flames want more of. Good clean breakout up the ice. Defenseman joined. Brody did, given the Flames numbers as they crossed into Kings territory. Good feed for Chason, who let it go with some authority, but Bishop with the glove save. The Kings have really, if you watch tonight, Derek, they've really, really clogged up the neutral zone to take away the middle, something they didn't do well in the last meeting between the two teams.
That was probably as good a breakout and break in as we've seen from the Flames so far tonight. Flames win the offensive zone draw. Engelin trying a shot. That's off a stick. And the puck flutters over the glass and into the netting with now 12:16 to play in the second period. And on first period goals by Dougie Hamilton is 13th at 3:04. Trevor Lewis is 10th at 12:04. The Flames and the Kings are tied at 1 tonight. Game 4 of their 5-game season series, which will conclude at Staples Center in Los Angeles on April 6th. In the Flames' penultimate game of the regular season. Puck is lifted up in the air and in deep. Chasing after it is Iginla. We fought Engelin in the first period, and what a fight that was. The second one of the period after Tkachuk and McNabb dropped the gloves. Puck to the right point, held in by Martinez, who shoots it. That shot goes off his own man, Pearson. Versteeg will pick up the puck now and carry it across center. As a right wing side to Brouwer, spins and banks it off the end boards. Versteeg chasing into the far corner, beaten to that puck by Iginla. Will reverse it to Martinez. Martinez slides it to Muzzin, who taps it to Kopitar, and he'll drop to Pearson, who crosses center, shoots it right in on Elliott, and Elliott, picking a page out of Bishop's notebook, will lift it up in the air and into King's territory. Good draw right there to steal a curling turn as he avoids the icing call, and the Flames manage to make a line change. Here's Forbort, right wing side ahead to Doughty. Second in the NHL, and average time on ice this season. Runs into Tkachuk right at the red line. And now Tkachuk gets tackled by Andreev, and that's going to lead to a big pileup at center ice.
Tkachuk looked like he took the worst of that hit.
Yeah, he went down in a heap, didn't he?
He did. I don't know if Doughty caught him with a shoulder as he tried to throw it. And Matthew's reaction at the bench would indicate that that didn't quite go as well as he would have liked.
Started with Tkachuk bumping Doughty in the corner, and then the play comes out to center, and not a really big collision. Tkachuk had Doughty lined up. Doughty ducked under the body check, and Tkachuk kind of came over top of him. And now the referees are huddled up with one of their linesmen trying to figure out who should get penalties here.
Well, the Flames potentially should have a power play because Andreev, after that collision, went right after him. So not sure the referees are going to necessarily see it that way, but Andreev was certainly the instigator in the pile as a result of the collision at center.
And it looked like that was exactly what was going to happen because the referee, Tom Cowell, pointed to the Kings bench right after all of that happened, did not point to the Flames bench, so I assume the Flames were going to get a power play, but now I'm not so sure.
Well, the Kings' door is open.
And you know what? He's gone. Gone to the dressing room. So maybe 2-10 here, Lou? because a two-minute minor's up on the scoreboard, but with 11:14 left in the second period, it's either got to be 2-10 or 2-game.
We will await the announcement, but the Flames will enjoy their fourth power play, and this is an area tonight that they'd like some better chances on, because chances have been at a premium in this game.
Well, Matthew Tkachuk does have some penalty minutes tonight, but as usual, he keeps drawing them as well. Tkachuk with 7 penalty minutes in the first period, which, strange as this might sound, is one more penalty minute than he had in the previous 24 games combined, Lou. This could be a turning point tonight. 1-1 hockey game. Flames get their fourth power play. Let's see if they can capitalize on it. Good start as they win the draw. Here's Brouwer. Far side of Versteeg. Puck slips by him. Back to Brody, who gives it to Versteeg, who drops it. Gaudreau takes a shot. Now throws one to the net, and that bounces off Martinez's stick and wide. Here's Versteeg, far half boards. Versteeg will bounce it off the boards, back to the blue line to Brody, left point. Brody will saucer it back to Versteeg, far side. Versteeg settles down the puck, walks into the far corner, throws it back to the blue line to Brody. Brody winds and fires a shot, blocked by Kopitar in the slot, and it's right back to Brody again. Brody to Versteeg, back to Brody, left point. Now near half boards, Gaudreau with a shot. That one's off Muzzin's leg. Brody racing over, dives, and can't keep the puck in. And the Flames will have to clear out on a delayed offside call. 1:12 remaining in the Andreev penalty. 10:22 to play in the second. It's 1-1 here at the Saddle Dome tonight. In a fight and penalty minute filled affair. Here comes Gaudreau off the left wing side across center. Andrews King's territory. Gaudreau inching his way in, tries to feed it in front, but nice work there by Doughty to block the pass, and now Doughty dishes it off to Shore and gets it back at center. Doughty across the Flames line with a shot, but it's blocked by the captain of the other club, Giordano. Giordano will chop it up the far boards. Backlund trying to get it out, can't. Shore holds it in, at least for a moment, as now both teams start to change with 40 seconds remaining in this Flames power play.
King's the best penalty-killing team on the road this season, and it's looked that way tonight.
Yeah, Brown's going to bat it down the ice. With now half a minute remaining in the Flames power play. Just under 10 to play in the second period here at the Saddle Dome, where it's still 1-1. Here's Hamilton. He's got the Flames goal tonight, and will fire the pocket behind the Kings net. Bishop tries to stop it, misses it. Martinez, though, trying to clear it out, can't. As now Tkachuk gives it away to Toffoli, and he'll race into the Flames zone 1-on-1. Toffoli with a shot, and he snaps it well high and well wide of Elliott's net. As a matter of fact, it ends up going right over the glass and out of play.
Toffoli with only 14 goals this season, and he intercepts a Matthew Tkachuk offering that time, and Giordano had to really race back to try and get an angle before he let it go.
Well, we talked about Kings who have fallen off offensively this year. Toffoli's one of them. 23 goals and 49 points in 76 games two seasons ago. 31 goals and 58 points in 82 games last season. Only 14 goals and 31 points in 56 games so far this season. Well, we won't be seeing Andy Andreev again tonight, Lou. I thought he got 2-10 or 2-game. How about 2-10 and a game?
The old heave-ho.
Yep. See ya. The Kings down a player as Englund crosses the red line and floats the puck into the far corner. Bennett chasing after it as the Flames' power play has come to an end. The Kings have done a great job on the penalty kill tonight. Here's Boma. Brings it in front of the net, or tries to, but he gets cut off by Kopitar and then steals a stick from him. That's going to be a penalty on the Flames forward, and not a smart one.
Well, the Kings yelled, and after they yelled, up went the arm. As Lance Boma didn't put himself in a very good position that time, and Kopitar inside draws a penalty, and when we come back, the Flames will be shorthanded.
8:56 to play in period number two here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary. We're on goals by Dougie Hamilton and Trevor Lewis. The Flames and the Kings are tied at one. Back with more of the second period and a look at the rebuilt Homes out of town scoreboard in a moment. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I can't put my business on hold when I'm not in my office. Whether I'm handling client calls from a job site, on a video conference with a vendor from the airport, or checking inventory from a stopover in Chicago, my Rogers Wireless business plan helps me stay connected and productive. Because today, this is my office.
Sign up for a Share Everything for Business plan today and get up to a $300 bill credit on a new smartphone with select 2-year plans. Visit rogers.com/biz today for details.
12. Calgary will never be the same. It's the Boomer and Warner Excellent Adventure presented by Supreme Menswear. All over the city, imagine your group of eight doing all kinds of activities and challenges. We're raising funds for Kids Sport Calgary, helping the kids of Calgary play sports. There are some amazing challenges lined up, not all athletic, a real mix of fun stuff for all skills.
Grand Slam Golf Academy is a challenge sponsor. Check out GrandSlamGolfAcademy.ca. They're open year-round with award-winning CPGA professionals, the only robo golf pro in Western Canada, and the number one virtual golf simulators in the world.
Head to KidsportCalgary.ca to register your team of eight. We'll see you at Cowboys May 12th. Boomer and Warner's Excellent Adventure for Kidsport Calgary, only from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames 1, Kings 1 here in Calgary. And now to get us caught up on what's happening out of town on the Reed Built Homes out of town scoreboard, here is Patrick Steinberg.
In a little bit of a David Goliath matchup tonight, the Washington Capitals lead the Colorado Avalanche 2-1 late in the first period, while the Blues and Coyotes just underway and scoreless, just went final a few minutes ago. Penguins crushed 5-1 by Chicago.
Kings on the power play trying to take their first lead tonight. They've had the puck in the flame zone. As Kopitar will drop to Iginla, who moves it right point to Doughty. He'll skip it across the line to Martinez, left point. Martinez, a shot blocked by Englund out in front. Now it's picked up and beyond the net by Kopitar. Feeds it far corner to Iginla, who slides it right point to Doughty. And still booing him, Doughty. Gets it back to Iginla. Iginla to Kopitar. Kopitar trying a shot again, blocked by Englund. Derek Englund has single-handedly killed off these Kings power plays in some ways.
He's had a terrific year in that department. His ability to read the play and lay down on those cross-crease efforts of other teams.
Back to the right point, held in by Doughty, who stick handles by Chiasson and plays it behind the net to Carter. And now Englund whacks it away from Carter. Brody will pick up the puck, lifts it up in the air and down the ice. Bishop out of his net, trying a stretch pass, misses all of his teammates, and Brody will pick up the puck and be on the Flames dead. A little bit less than a minute remaining in this Los Angeles power play. 7:47 to play in the second period here in Calgary. The Flames and the Kings are still tied at one. Here's Muzzin, middle of the ice. Crosses his blue line, slides it right wing side to Toffoli. Toffoli drops it back to Muzzin. And now Muzzin moves it left point to Gravel. Gravel winds and fires a shot, blocked by Stone this time. And Stone will whack it away from Gravel. But not out. Muzzin holds it in. Muzzin far side. Out to Foley. Near boards. Carter back to Muzzin with a shot. Stopped by Elliott. It's loose out in front and knocked away by Giordano. It then takes a shot in the head from Pearson as a loose puck picked up by Brouwer. He's going to skate it out to center. Crosses the red line and dumps it in. With a dozen seconds left and the penalty is staged and just gets clobbered by Muzzin in the near corner. And that is going to be a penalty against the Kings defenseman. And the Flames forward will shake it up on the play.
Face right into the glass.
And he's bleeding, Lou.
Yeah, I know. And just through his helmet, literally down the runway as he makes his way to the Flames room.
Ooh, he had him lined up and hit him from behind right into the boards. And the officials are going to get together. I would not be surprised if this was more than two. It's going to be a boarding penalty. The question is, will it be 2 minutes or more minutes? Looks like just a minor penalty. So, 8 seconds of 4-on-4 hockey, and then the Flames will head back to the power play. And they've had plenty of opportunities in the power play tonight, Lou. Both teams have had 4 power play chances. Both teams 0-for-4 with a man advantage tonight.
And in a game like this, whoever scores a power play goal, I have a funny feeling, might go on to the win.
Flames do have 4 power play goals in their last 2 games. 4-for-6. After going 0 for their previous 12. But 0-for-4 so far tonight. Monahan loses the draw versus Kempe. And now Forbort feeds the puck to Kempe, who drops it back to Doughty. As the final couple of seconds come off the Boma penalty, he's out of the box. He'll make a beeline to the Flames bench as Kempe makes a beeline in behind the Flames net. Kempe circles up to the near side, stick handles, and drops it back, but his drop pass is picked off by Ferland, who feeds it right wing side to Monahan. Monahan drops it off, Versteeg in front, Gaudreau onto the doorstep for Ferland, but puck ends up hopping away from him. Here's Versteeg, right point to Brody. Brody makes a nice pass to Monahan, who turns into the high slot, shoots, and that shot goes skipping wide of Bishop's net. Here's Brody near half boards, hit and held up by Brown. Monahan comes in to dig the puck free, though. Monahan feeds the top of the far circle to Gaudreau. Drops it back to Versteeg. Versteeg gives it back to Gaudreau, far half boards. 1:10 remaining in the Flames' power play. Gaudreau steps into the far circle, slides it in front to Ferland, who takes it behind the King's net, bounces it off the boards, back to the right point. Brody, to Versteeg with a shot, and then Howitzer just misses. Monahan back to the blue line. Versteeg out in front. Gaudreau trying to get out in front of the net. Puck ends up bouncing by him, and back to the right point to Brody, who just holds it in. Brody to Versteeg with a slap shot. Bishop the save, and a quick whistle. That puck came out. It was just sitting in the blue paint behind the Kings goaltender.
Bishop didn't know where it was because it actually hit Ferland in front and then hit the goaltender, ended up kind of making his way through his jersey in behind him, but the officials lost sight, the goalie lost sight, and the whistle blows.
47 seconds remaining in the Muzzin Minor. 5:50 to play in the second period here at the Saddle Dome, where it's still 1-1. Flames can clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot with a win, and the Kings, their chances to get to the postseason are slim to none, and they'll go from slim to slimmer if they can't pick up 2 points tonight. Face off to Bishop's right, 11 in red, wins it versus 11 in white, and now it's picked up at the far quarter by Tkachuk. They'll bank it off the boards, back to the right point to Hamilton, who has the Flames' only goal. Hamilton across the line to Giordano, gives it back to Hamilton. He shoots, and that shot just skips wide. And a Martinez will rip it off the near boards and down the ice. Alley got out of his net. We'll leave it in the near quarter, where it's picked up by Hamilton. Hamilton crosses his blue line, and now the red line, and now the Kings line, and dumps it in. Martinez picks it up behind the net and immediately shoots it right back down the ice. Now they get out of the Flames net. We'll stop it. Just 5 seconds remaining in the Kings penalty now. Giordano with a long lead pass ahead to Backlund. Brings it in at the left wing side and drops it. Now Tkachuk, near side to Frolik. Frolik pushed off the puck by Gravel. We'll play it into the corner to Backlund. Backlund stapled to the glass by Doughty. And the puck will bounce up in the air and out to center ice. Markowski battling for it there. We'll lock it into the King zone as Gravel goes back to get it. Slides it right wing side to Doughty. Doughty across the ice to Pearson. He brings it across the Flames line. Tries to slide it ahead to shore, and it ends up slipping right to the goaltender Elliott instead. And he'll hold on for a faceoff. And we will take a break with now 4 minutes and 39 seconds to play in period number two here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome in Calgary, where the Flames and the Kings are tied at one. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Make your outdoor space every bit as comfortable as the inside. Visit Mr. Fireplace today and check out the Heat and Glow Palazzo line of outdoor gas fireplaces. Featuring eye-catching designs, tough marine-grade stainless steel, and a tempered wind guard. Spend your free time relaxing in your backyard with Heat and Glow and Mr. Fireplace. Stop by today for a special introductory price. Mr. Fireplace, locally owned and operated, doing it right for 50 years. Like them on Facebook or visit MrFireplace.com.
What if the only radio station that existed was...
Welcome back to Cockney FM. All British, all the time. Lovely jubbly.
Who doesn't want choice? That's why the Ford Fusion comes with a ton of variety. With EcoBoost, Sport, or plug-in energy models, it's all about what's right for you. Lease the 2017 Fusion SE at 4.99% APR for 60 months with $1,678 down, which means you pay $129 every 2 weeks.
You're having a Roman.
Blimey. When you can get a Fusion that's right for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Details at findyourford.ca.
CFAC 960 AM. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned by Rogers Media. Listen live anywhere at sportsnet.ca/960 or on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on your AM radio. Streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Also on the Sportsnet app. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Following the game, please stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game, because our friends at Shane Holmes, for every save that a goaltender wearing the Flames jersey makes, donates $5 to Kidsport Calgary. If you want all the season-long details to this place, the place to head is shaneholmes.com.
It'll be tough to pick one tonight. Can't really think of any great A-plus saves that Brian Elliott's had to make. Made some good ones, though. Sherwood's a face-off to Elliott's right. McNabb will pick up the puck, walk into the near quarter. Taking it beyond the Flames net. Stone giving him a rough ride, knocks the puck free. And now Brody bounces it off the boards to Boma. Might have a 3-on-2 here, Boma. Ahead to Bennett. Bennett across the line, hangs out of the puck, fires it towards the net. And it ricochets wide. Now Stone will lock it in behind Bishop's net. Bishop doesn't know where the puck is. Gravel does, luckily for the Kings. And now we've got a Flames penalty call coming up. And that is the second straight penalty on the Flames that they took behind their opponent's net. And you know, Glenn Gulletson's not going to be happy about that. This time, Alex Chiasson is the guilty guy.
Yeah, Alex Chiasson got his stick in between the feet of the Kings defender, and right after killing off a Kings power play, having one of their own, back to the old special teams we go.
They got to even it up, right? Flames have had five power plays, are 0-for-5. The Kings about to head to their fifth power play, which means another Flames penalty kill powered by GSL GM City. March is truck month at GSL GM City. Get lightning prices and financing as low as 0% on all of their trucks. Hurry, truck month ends on Friday. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at gslgmcity.com. Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. 11 in red versus 11 in white again. That's a matchup we've seen a lot of tonight. Backlund versus Kopitar. Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin a shot. Stopped by Elliott. Pearson whacking and hacking Elliott. And that's going to draw a crowd.
Yeah, Elliott didn't like it. He got up and out of his butterfly and then gave Pearson a shoulder right to the chest area after making a good save. A hard shot that time off a clean Kings faceoff win. As Muzzin got everything on that one. Jake Muzzin has 9 goals so far this season, a member of Canada's World Cup winning team in the fall.
As for Pearson, second of the team in goals with 23, third in points with 42. Had a good year. Kings win the offensive zone draw. Carter with a shot. That one goes sailing wide of Elliott's net. Puck held in right point by Doughty. Doughty, far side to Kopitar. The Kings captain stick handling. Moves it down a little, Pearson. Pearson back in front. Kopitar, a one-timer stop. Rebound, and Carter can't get a backhand shot off. And an opening, too, as the puck gets by Doughty. And Doughty will catch up to it at his own blue line and back it up for Bishop. The goaltender disguised as a defenseman. Or vice versa. Carter now pushes the puck into the Flames zone. Engelin has done a fantastic job killing penalties for the Flames. Can't get it out. Doughty moves at left point, Muzzin out in front. Kopitar drops it. Doughty looks, fires, and a good blocker stop by Elliott. Saw the puck just at the last second there. Now Doughty, a slap pass far side. Kopitar, a one-timer off Pearson and wide. Here's Pearson in the far corner. Right point to Kopitar. Across the line to Muzzin. And now near circle to Doughty. Doughty will back into the corner. 55 seconds remaining in the power play. Doughty drops it. Kopitar shoots it. That shot skips off a body and wide. Angle it, whacks it away from Carter. Now Stajan will pick it up. After getting some repairs done in his nose, Stajan out there killing a penalty. Can't clear it out. Muzzin, far side. Gabrick out in front to Carter. But Giordano whacks it away from him. And now Boma will muscle the puck out and down the ice.
Good opportunities on this power play for the Kings.
Now Bishop out to center to Gabrick. Gabrick gives it to Aginlu. Crosses the line up the left wing side and bounces it off the boards back to Gabrick. And he's going to rim the puck around to the right point to Martinez. Martinez. Download to Gabrick again. Gabrick bounces it off the boards, right point to Kempe. Kempe gives it back to Gabrick, who's stick checked by Brouwer. Brody and Aginla fighting forward in the far corner. Aginla digs it out, but his pass goes right by everybody wearing white and down the ice. That'll just about do it with the penalty. As Chiasson, wearing red, steps out of the box, back into the ice. We're back to 5-on-5. Both teams 0-for-5 with a power play. And we're still tied at 1 late in the second period here at the Saddle Dome tonight. Aginla. He worked over by Stone, who takes him down. And here comes Gaudreau out to center ice now. Gaudreau ahead to Chiasson, who drops him on a hand, but the pass ends up eluding him, and Brown's going to bring it in the other way. Brown up the left wing side, barging in with a shot, and that one ends up bouncing wide of the net. Here's Shore behind the net now. Shore back in the blue line to Doughty, left point. Doughty spins and plays it to Toffoli. Toffoli with a shot, and that one's blocked by Hamilton. Toffoli gets it back, it's shoved down by Hamilton. We'll lock the puck out to Gaudreau. Throw, swings it up the right wing side. Hamilton jumping up into the rush, can't corral the puck as Toffoli takes over, crosses his blue line, gets to the red line, and dumps it in. A minute 20 remaining in the second period. The Flames and the Kings are still tied at 1. Fight for the puck in the far corner. Pearson loses his stick, and the puck as Ferland gives it to Hamilton, and he'll slide it down the ice, but this is an icing call on the Flames, who they're even in this hockey game with the Kings, Lou, but they're making some mental mistakes that we just haven't seen them make all that often of late.
This game should be played with rubber boots. You want to talk about in the mud. This is borderline hard to watch.
I would say much like Monday's game, but it's been hard to watch in a different way.
Oh, to me, that was a Picasso compared to this.
That says a mouthful. Because that game was certainly no Rembrandt. This one's been more interesting. I'll say that. Lewis wins an offensive zone draw, but his pass to Martinez, intercepted by Gaudreau, speeds it up the left wing side. Gaudreau shoots right into the breadbasket of the goaltender, Bishop, who holds on. And Ben Bishop, the tallest goaltender to ever play in the National Hockey League at 6'7", just looks so massive inside of that Kings net, Lou.
He's a large, large man. 6'7". Wonder what happens with Ben Bishop in the offseason.
I would think he'd be a pretty hot commodity, wouldn't you?
I think so.
Depending
think
on so. What he wants and for how long he wants that.
And maybe where he wants to go.
Face off to Bishop's right. Carter versus Backlund. Carter wins the draw. Early trying to get the puck back for the Flames in the far corner. Muzzin, though, wins that battle. Knocks it ahead to Kopitar, who carries it across center. We're to the final minute of the second period now. Kopitar, in up the left wing, drops it back. Muzzin, a shot. A Backlund stick. It's loose in front. Aginla trying to knock it in, and he does. Jerome Aginla muscles the puck by Brian Elliott. And with a goal in the final minute of this middle stanza, the Kings have taken a 2-1 lead.
Well, odd goals, and Jerome has scored more than 600 of them in his career. And the Kings, who have really dragged this game into the mud the way they want it to be, that one is really strange. I don't even know how that found enough room to get underneath Brian Elliott. But for the first time in the game, the Flames find themselves on the wrong end as they give up a Jerome Aginla goal, who now has 5 goals as a member of the Kings.
Might have gone off a member of the Flames by Elliott and in. Aginla was literally flat on his face. Just kind of swept the puck to the net, and it went off Mark Giordano's stick and by Brian Elliott. Off Giordano's stick, off the left elbow of Elliott and into the Flames net.
It's like Giordano almost inadvertently brought it back.
Buck is sent in on Elliott, who grabs it with his glove and holds it. Well, him and Aginla were fishing for the puck, and Giordano was the last guy to touch it for the Flames, but Aginla, I think, the last guy to touch it for the Kings, so he's going to get credit for the go-ahead goal in the final minute of the second period. And just taking a look at the replay on Sportsnet, like that was close to being offside as Kopitar carried the puck in. But no challenge from the Flames, so doesn't matter much. Faceoff coming up to Elliott's left. Shore will take the draw for the Kings. Stajan for the Flames, and Stajan wins it. Battle for the puck in the far corner. Brody bats it ahead to Versteeg with half a minute remaining in the middle stanza. Versteeg crosses center. Now the Kings line, but too much stick handling, and Brower beats him. Him and the puck across the blue line, and the Flames are offside on the play.
You have to tip your hat to the LA Kings. This game has been exactly what they had hoped it would be in terms of the last time these two teams played, the Flames completely dictated style, tempo, and pace. It's completely the opposite tonight.
Well, there's been no tempo or pace. So
they don't want any.
That doesn't really
play
into the
Flames'
hands.
They want it in the trenches, and that's where it's been.
Stone will slap the puck in from center. Rims around to the far boards. Doughty will chop it out to the red line. Brody keeps it away from Brown. Moves it ahead to Versteeg, who lays the puck right wing boards to Brower. Brower will make it off the boards and deep into the Kings zone. And unable to come up out of the forecheck stage. And Stone, a long shot blocked out in front. And now Lewis will clear it out. And the final few seconds will come off the clock here at the Saddle Dome. And that'll do it for the opening 40 minutes of this hockey game. Things settle down a little bit in the second period. I guess that was the only way things could go after what was a fight and penalty-filled first period in this battle between the Flames and the Kings. And after scoring the game's opening goal and taking a 1-0 lead, the Flames have given up the last two. The Kings lead 2-1 through two periods of play here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome tonight. The Flames can clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot with a win, but clearly the Kings aren't going away quietly.
No, and you knew they wouldn't. They're too proud. Too many individuals who have won a lot during their careers. A couple of Stanley Cups, Olympic gold medals, and they have played it exactly the way Daryl Sutter would have wanted them to. They've defended very, very well.
Well, the Flames took a 1-0 lead on Dougie Hamilton's 13th goal of the season. Scored just 3:04 into the first period, making it 1-0 Flames. But the Kings tied up. Trevor Lewis tallying for the 10th time this year at 12:04 of period number one. It was 1-1 after one. Jerome Iginla, the former Flame and current King, scoring his 13th of the season and 5th since he was acquired from the Avalanche. So he's done a good job helping a team that's had trouble scoring goals all season score some goals late in the season. And the time of that go-ahead goal, 19:14 of period number two. So again, it's Los Angeles 2, Calgary 1 following 40 minutes at the Saddle Dome tonight. And that Dougie Hamilton goal scored 3:04 to the first period, the only goal for the home team tonight. So if they're going to clinch a playoff spot this evening, they're going to have to come from behind and knock off the visitors in order to do it. But the time of that goal brought to you by our friends at Marlboro Ford. The choice is yours when it comes to leasing or owning a Ford. And when you have options that work for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit MarlboroFord.com. Well, Pat Steinberg is standing boy, and or he'll standing by, not boy, and my favorite boy will host the second intermission coming up in just a moment. Should be an interesting third period, if nothing else, here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome tonight, where it's the Kings 2 and the Flames 1 through two periods of play. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Before the game, after the game, anytime you need a bite to eat, Tom's House of Pizza is the place to be. Enjoy a classic thin crust pizza made with plentiful fresh toppings, or try their new gluten-free crust. With many items made in-house and lots of locally sourced ingredients, you'll taste the difference quality makes. Pop in on your way to the Dome or watch the game at one of Tom's adjoining pubs and enjoy their great daily specials. Tom's House of Pizza, with 5 locations in Calgary and Okotoks, serving Calgarians since 1963. Tom's House of Pizza. Pizza made to perfection.
Need new tires? Cal Tire will beat any competitor price by 5%. We'll also beat their friendliness by 46%. And our popcorn is 100% freer. Because they don't even have free popcorn. The point is that Cal Tire will beat any competitor price by 5%. And we'll do it with a smile. And popcorn. Ask in-store for details.
Visit caltire.com/locations to find out which of the 16 Calgary and area Caltire locations is nearest you.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Kings have taken a 2-1 lead after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Pat Steinberg along with you. It's time for the second period summary as the Flames open the scoring on a weird goal at the 3:04 mark of the first period. Dougie Hamilton gets his 13th of the season. Sean Monahan, Johnny Gaudreau draw the assist. That made it 1-0 Calgary, but exactly 9 minutes later, the Kings would tie the game on Trevor Lewis's tip-in, his 10th of the season, coming from Derek Forbert and Anze Kopitar at 12:04. This game was tied at 1 after 20 minutes of play. Period number 2 continued the theme of this game being played in a rainstorm and a lot of mud. It's not a whole lot happening out there 5-on-5, and when there is, it's been pretty hard to come by. A lot of special teams as well so far in this game. It's been pretty feisty, but the Kings take the lead with less than a minute to go in the middle frame.
Kopitar, and up the left wing, drops it back. Muzzin a shot, a backland stick. It's loose in front. Iginla trying to knock it in, and he does. Jerome Iginla muscles the puck by Brian Elliott. And with a goal in the final minute of this middle stanza, the Kings have taken a 2-1 lead.
For Iginla, that is his first goal as a visitor in this building. He gets his 13th of the season, unassisted at the 19:14 mark of the second period, and the Kings now have their first lead of this game. They outshoot the Flames 9-6 in the second period. Shots are 19-12 after 40 minutes of play. Calgary 0-3 on the power play in the middle frame. They're 0-5 tonight. LA goes 0-2 with the power play in the second period, and they are also 0-5 tonight. And LA leads Calgary 2-1 after 40 minutes of play. That is the second period summary. Stay with us during tonight's post-game show for the save of the game, brought to you by Shane Holmes. For every save a Flames goaltender makes, Shane Holmes will donate $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for details. an update on Calgary Next and the Victoria Park Arena project. Both of those getting updated with the president and CEO of the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation, Ken King, next. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
We talked to 100 radio listeners and asked them to fill in the blank. Top three answers are on the board. Fill it in, Road
Rash.
Road Rash is number three.
Hockey?
It's number two. All right, you've got no strikes, and the number one answer is still on the board.
Sport.
You got it. Road Sport is number one. Get driving today with two pay stubs at $29 at Road Sport Auto Credit. Visit RoadSportAutoCredit.com.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is Calgary's home for the Blue Jays. Spring training is underway. Weekdays in the 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. hours, listen for the Blue Jays Spring Training Report. Get the latest from Florida as the Jays get ready for the 2017 season. Find out who's looking good, who's not looking so good, and who's injured. Get the latest as to what's next for the Blue Jays. We'll tap into our Sportsnet Blue Jays Insider roster to get everybody up to speed on spring training. The Toronto Blue Jays Spring Training Reports with Matt Steinberg and Ryan Pinder, brought to you by Glenmore Audi.
The Spring into Audi sales event is on now. For a limited time, get amazing lease and finance rates on all 2017s and spring sales event savings of up to $18,500 on all 2017 models. Offer ends March 31st. Visit GlenmoreAudi.com for more.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a 2-1 Kings lead over the Flames after 40 minutes of play. We welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you here in the second intermission. Well, the topic of a new arena, whether it be the Calgary Next project or what is being called the Plan B project or the Victoria Park project, has very much been in the news of late. And Ken King, the president and CEO of the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation, joined Robbie and I on the Big Show live in the Basement Systems Hot Stove Lounge earlier today. Now, there have been some news stories of late saying that the Calgary Next project is dead. The mayor saying as much in recent days. Ken King refutes that, and that's where we start this conversation with him.
The situation is this. We still favor it. We were council-directed to compare it with a Victoria Park option on October 30th, 2016. Just before that, they came to us and said, look, would you entertain a Victoria Park solution and forget about Calgary Next? And we said, no, but we will pause it. So hence our parrot is resting, not dead.
Right.
To quote Monty Python. And we did arrest it. And we have been embarked. We kind of laid out the parameters of what a Victoria Park would have to look like for us. And that it would be on an expedited basis. Expedited for us meant maybe December or maybe January. We didn't really think it was going to go on to this length of time, but it has. And that's where we're at. We're looking at their proposal and trying to determine whether or not we could make it work or not. And the other one lives in limbo while we look at this one.
Ken, you've used the word when talking about this, about the process, that you have followed the process.
Yes.
And the process is the city's process,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And how often do you meet with the city to discuss this?
Well, we schedule to meet every week on Thursdays, actually, as it turns out.
Okay.
And we have mostly done that, but it has taken, and I want to be careful not to complain because, you know, there's lots of reasons for things, but it's taken longer than I thought it would in order for us to get to some material progress. So we can evaluate and understand whether their location and their version of a deal would be suitable for us.
When you say their version of the deal, are we talking about, are you negotiating in Victoria Park on the finances of the deal and how it would be structured?
Everything. Where do you want us to be? Why do you want us to be there? Why would it be attractive for us to be there? Why would it be good for the city? Remember, all of our objective has to accomplish a fundamental goal in that it's good for Calgary.
Yep.
If it's just good for us or if it's just good for the politicians, I don't think that's a suitable win. It has to be something that everybody says, hey, this makes sense, and that the economics make sense. We are not asking for money. What we do is we need a place to play.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be a place that is viable. We're prepared to participate in that in a very significant way in Calgary next, and possibly, and even in including a Victoria Park option. But it's a public facility, should be a public facility, and I guess the benefit that we bring to it is that we would contribute to it. But we're not looking for people to give us money. That's not what it's about.
The mayor has been very public about public benefit and what proving what public benefit is. It seems to me to be an awful long way down a path with you guys not having proved to somebody the public benefit.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't think it's really up to us to prove a public benefit. First off, I think the public benefit is self-evident. If you were... I really want to be careful about how I say this, but one of the ways that public benefit can most often be demonstrated is by the absence of something, mm-hmm. not by the presence of it, but by what would happen if something wasn't here. Don't confuse that with a threat. We've been kind of baited into threatening to move. That's not who we are.
Yeah.
If we can make something work, we will, and if we can't, then we'll make our decisions, and that's not much more complicated than that. I hope later when we speak we can get into a really important element about yourself and media and public activating, getting involved in this discussion, because while we can negotiate and talk in private, I think it's really important that the people of Calgary stand up and tell the world what they think and why they think.
Well, then
let's go back to your public benefit, okay?
No, because I think you raised, quite honestly, I think let's not bury the lead, because... You know, a couple weeks ago, the commissioner of the National Hockey League came here, and then the mayor of Calgary came out and said that 99.7% of the people he's talked to...
No, 99.99999.7%.
I rounded up. Didn't want this.
No, that's not what they said. What he said was they didn't want public money in an arena, and they didn't want Gary Bettman facilitating. Now, I don't know how many people called the mayor. I don't know how many people emailed the mayor. But that 0.03% is getting pretty vocal these days.
Yes.
Lots of letters, we're getting lots of feedback, which I think is really important and really valuable. But there's a difference between people not wanting us here or not caring if we're here and thinking that, well, I'm not sure I like a deal. Whatever deal we make, assuming we make one, it's going to be very public, should be.
Yep.
We're not afraid of it. We're proud of what we're prepared to put up here.
That is the president and CEO of the Calgary Sports and Entertainment Corporation, Ken King, in conversation with Robbie and I earlier today. Now is about 5 minutes of it. He was with us for about half an hour this afternoon. All things Arena Project, all things Calgary Next, and all things Victoria Park Project. So go give it a listen. It's the top story on right now on sportsnet.ca/960. Here at the Scotiabank Saddledome, the Flames trail the Los Angeles Kings 2-1 after 40 minutes of play. We've got a look at the out-of-town scoreboard coming up next. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's a hockey night.
Relive the NHL's 100-year history by celebrating the greatest players, moments, and milestones of the past century. Visit NHL.com/100 to explore the biggest personalities, greatest games, and record-setting performances in hockey history. And as the NHL centennial celebration continues, go to NHL.com/100 for more historic videos, photos, and exclusive content throughout the year.
May 12th, Calgary will never be the same. It's the Boomer and Warner Excellent Adventure presented by Supreme Menswear. All over the city, imagine your group of eight doing all kinds of activities and challenges. We're raising funds for Kidsport Calgary, helping the kids of Calgary play sports. There are some amazing challenges lined up, not all athletic, a real mix of fun stuff for all skills.
Calgary Lock and Safe is a challenge sponsor. Calgary's fastest 24-hour service for all your lock and door needs. They're the only locksmith open on a Saturday.
Head to kidsportcalgary.ca to register your team of eight. We'll see you at Cowboys May 12th. Boomer and Warner's Excellent Adventure for Kidsport Calgary, only from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
40 minutes are done. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey. Time for the second period intermission on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames trail the LA Kings 2-1 after 40 minutes of play as we welcome you back to the Scotiabank Saddledome. Pat Steinberg along with you. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard now. Brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Home where memories are made and families grow. Smarter build, better build, Reed Build Homes. A couple of other games underway right now. Midway through period number two, Colorado Avalanche trailing the Washington Capitals 3-1. A little bit of David Goliath going on right there. And Patrick Berglund has the only goal for the St. Louis Blues, and they lead the Arizona Coyotes 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. One final score, four first period goals, and one more in the third helps the Chicago Blackhawks hammer the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-1, and what was supposed to be a marquee matchup didn't necessarily work out that way. Hawks beat the Penguins 5-1 earlier tonight. That's the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Reed Build Homes. Home where memories are made and families grow. Smarter build, better build, Reed Build Homes. Jerome McGinley scored late in period number two to give the LA Kings their first lead of the game. This has been a very, very methodical, plodding, slow-paced game through 40. Can the Flames manufacture a little bit more pace in the final 20? We'll find out as they try to tie this hockey game and clinch a playoff spot. Derek Wills and Peter Labardius have got your third period play-by-play next. This is Rogers, Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
You know that feeling you get when your team wins a big game, or when your favorite artist takes to the stage? Imagine being that excited to get dressed every day. Your clothing has the most profound effect on the way you experience life. Supreme Menswear offers you that feeling. Make the time, find the courage, allow us to share our passion, and we'll have you looking and feeling supreme. Visit us downtown on 4th Avenue, kitty corner to the Westin Hotel. Experience supreme for yourself. And brace for compliments.
This is the home of the Calgary Flames. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues. It's third period play-by-play with the voice of the Flames, Derek Wills. Only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Jerome McGinley's 269th career goal on Scotiabank Saddledome ice. And first for a team not named the Flames. The difference in this hockey game through two periods of play tonight. It is the Kings 2 and the Flames 1 following 40 minutes. Calgary trying to clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot with a win. Los Angeles trying to keep their fading postseason hopes alive. And Lou, it has been a dogfight tonight. And a dogfight that's taken place in some mud, I think you'd say.
A lot of mud, in fact. And just where the Kings want this game, along the boards, in the trenches, they've completely clogged up the middle. Both teams have had five power play opportunities, but really haven't had a lot going. Two of the three goals have been very odd. The Flames goal by Dougie Hamilton in the first was odd. Jerome McGinley's goal that gave the Kings the lead in the last minute of the second period looked like Mark Giordano. They were basically lying on one another, and he tried to pull it back to the goalie, and it went past Brian Elliott.
Just about set to start the third period here at the Saddledome. The Flames with their home red jerseys will move from right to left on your radios. The Kings with their road whites from left to right as Shore wins that faceoff versus Bennett. And we're underway with the third period of play. Puck is shot into the Flames zone. Clifford runs Barkowski into the end boards. Zangeli grabs the puck but can't get it out. But Brown's pass back to the blue line misses both McNabb and Doughty. And the puck slides on the fresh ice all the way into the Kings zone. Doughty back to get it. Lined up by Bennett, who shoves him into the far corner. But Kings do clear it out. Clifford to the Flames' blue line, tries to dump it in. Puck gets stopped, caught up in Englund's equipment, and that leads to a stoppage in play. Half a minute into period number three.
Derek Englund, for my money, has been the best Flame player in the game. Penalty killing has been superb. Physical, got himself in quite a tussle with Jerome McGinley earlier. If you're just tuning in, been an excellent player in this game for the Flames.
And the former Flame and current King, Jerome McGinley, is one assist away from a Gordie Howe hat trick. And if this is indeed his final game here at Scotiabank Saddledome, it'd be a pretty fitting way to go out, wouldn't it?
It would. It absolutely would.
Faceoff coming up to Elliott's right. McGinley out there in a line with Kopitar and Gavrik. They're up front. Muzzin and Martinez in the back end. For the Flames, Stajan centering a veteran line with Versteeg and Brouwer. They're at forward, Brody and Stone on defense. Kopitar wins the faceoff, left point for Muzzin.
Moves it far corner at Kinlaw. Stick handles behind the net. Centers it in front. Pass broken up by Stone. And now Brouwer chips it off the boards and out to center. Kopitar bats it back in. And Stone will pick up the puck at the far corner. Whip it across to the left wing side to Brody, who skips it out to center. Stations pass misses Brouwer, though. Here comes Gaborik in. Gaborik dropping. Kopitar feeds it far side to Iginlup. He slides a left point to Muzzin. Muzzin a shot off Gaborik's stick in front and blocked by Brody before it gets to the net. Here's Gaborik again, walking in, trying a shot. That one is knocked down by Stone. Brouwer will pick it up. Kings backing off to make a change. Flames with some time and space as Brouwer skates to center. And reverses the puck back. And now the home team will sneak in a change. Visitors with a 2-1 lead. Minute and a half into the third. It comes Furlan with a shot booted away by Bishop. Big rebound in front, and Gaudreau can't get to it. Monahan holds it in, though. Gives it to Gaudreau. He plays on that point. Jordan with a shot off the shaft of Doughty's stick in front. Now Doughty will pick it up in the near quarter. Make a good outlet pass for Pearson, who slides it right wing side to Lewis. He'll cross the red line, and now the Flames' blue line. Lewis with a shot. Went for the five hole of Elliott. Pearson hard to the Flames' net. Gives the goaltender a bit of a bump. And Elliott will hold on for a faceoff to his left. A minute 44 into period number three.
Michael Furlan, an appearance here early as he accepted a pass in full flight, raced in on the left wing side, and at least tested Ben Bishop, who's only been forced to deal with 13 pucks all night.
Well, Furlan snapped a six-game goalless streak with a goal in the Flames' 4-2 victory over the Avalanche on Monday. And if you include tonight's contest, he's now scored 7 goals in 16 games since being promoted to the Flames' first line alongside Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau. Michael Furlan's been a really good fit there. Face-off to Elliott's left, Backlund versus Shore, and Backlund wins it. Brown, though, pulls the puck away from Engelin, takes it into the near quarter, spins to his right. Brown trying to saucer the puck to Shore, pass off the skate of Backlund. Now Shore's got it, as pass back to the blue line. Comes across the line, Gravel grabs it, takes a shot from Frolik as he fires it back into the flame zone. Here's Bartkowski, lugs it up the middle, now gives it to Backlund, who crosses the King's line and drops left wing side. Kachuk spins away and drops left point. Bartkowski a shot off Gravel out in front and wide to the near corner. Now Kachuk swoops in, picks it up, tries to feed it in front, but it's whacked away by Frolik. Now Backlund has it, moves it behind the net. Kachuk trying to slide it between his legs. Frolik gets a shot off on a fantastic pass by Kachuk, but Bishop makes the save.
Who even thinks that way? That just speaks such volumes about Kachuk's ability. As Brown gave him a shot right in the mouth prior to that, ended up behind the net. It's the Flames' 3M line, probably their best shift of the game, and he spun, took another wallop from Brown, got it to the middle. Frolik won a battle in front against Forsberg and tested Ben Bishop.
And then took a two-hander on the hand from Forsberg and was a little shaken up as he went over to the Flames bench. Puck cleared out to center ice. Carter takes it away from Bennett and then has it taken away by Hamilton. Bowman will pick it up and drop it far corner to Hamilton. He slides it in front of the net. Giordano goes right wing side to Hamilton, who sends the puck out to center to Chiasson. He's forced to turn back to his blue line and will drop to Giordano, who plays it left wing boards to Bennett. Bennett trying to give it to Bowman, who gets steamrolled. Big body check and open ice there by Muzzin. Puck will pop out of a pile of players up the far side to Kempe. Kempe gets away from Bennett, moves it to Martinez, who taps it to Foley, and he can't get it out as Chiasson holds it into the Kings' blue line. Sends it behind the net. Bishop out to get it. Can't clear it out. Chiasson keeps it in again. They send it in behind the Kings' net. Bowman. Chiasson in there on the forecheck, can't come up with the puck. Toffoli can't get it out, though, as it ends up popping to Muzzin in the near corner. Muzzin moves it far side, and misses Martinez, and Kempe can't clear it out. Gaudreau holds it in. Gaudreau being sandwiched between Toffoli and Kempe, gets taken down. A little slow to get up here as Carter will pick up the puck and skate it out to center. Cross the red line and fire it into the far corner as the Kings make a line change. 16:20 to play in the third period. Flames trying to clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot. They can do it with any type of win tonight, but they trail 2-1 in this hockey game as they get a shot, a long-distance one off on Bishop. Easy save for the Kings goaltender. And if the Flames are going to beat the big guy, they're probably going to have to get more shots and more traffic, Lou.
They are indeed. And I don't know if Ben shops at Safeway or Sobeys.
Of course he does.
I know he doesn't listen to our games. But if you do, you could win an all-inclusive trip for two to Mexico, courtesy of Grand Palladium Resorts and Spas and RedTag.ca. That's where Canada shops. for great travel deals. Shop at Safeway and Sobeys. You could be our next lucky winner.
Face off two bishops right. Monahan wins the draw. Brody tries a shot, but it's blocked by Aginla. And now McNabb will pick it up in behind the net. Ferland all over him with a forecheck. Gives the puck to Gabrick. He drops it back to Doughty. Monahan and Gaudreau trying to steal it from him, and it comes free. Gaudreau feeds it in front, but it bounces over the blade of Ferland's stick. And here comes Kopitar out to center. Crosses the Flames line, slides it left wing side. Gabrick out in front, and his pass to Aginla is knocked down by Brody, who moves it to Monahan, and he'll send it ahead to Gaudreau. Gaudreau stood up at the blue line by McNabb, who knocks the puck loose, and now Kopitar corrals it as both teams change. As we pass the four-minute mark of the third period here at the Saddle Dome, where it's still the Kings leading 2-1. The Flames look at a tie at Stajan to Brower with a shot. It's blocked by Pearson, and that ends up bouncing off of him, up over the glass and into row number 10.
Flames are starting to do a nice job in this period of challenging at their blue line to turn pucks over and head back in the other direction in transition. The Kings have done such a good job getting pucks in behind them, but this game slowly but surely seems to be taking a bit of a turn.
Face off two bishops left. Bit of a scramble draw. Stajan will pull the puck out of the pile and play at right point. Engelund fakes a shot. Now takes one. Blocked in front by Forbord. Stajan wrestling forward. Knocks it free. Versteeg a shot. Kicked away by Bishop. And now Pearson picks up the puck. Lugs it up the left wing side across center. And dumps it in. Bounces towards the net. Elliott sees Lewis coming and swats it away with the paddle of his goal stick. Engelund's lost his stick. Veteran move by Stajan to push it back to him though. And now Stajan will pick up the puck and scurry across center with it. Gets to the Kings line and dumps it in. Both teams changing again. Bishop out to get it. Gives it away. Stajan feeds it in front. Frolik throws it to the net. It bounces off a skate and wide. Now Clifford hit by Stajan far quarter. Clifford gives it away to Frolik. Frolik plays the puck left point to Giordano. Giordano with a shot. And it's blocked by Forbord. Versteeg after it behind the Kings net. Held up by Shore behind the net. Gravel grabs it. Feeds it far side to Clifford. Who gets away from Hamilton and now scampers out to center. Flames almost get caught with too many men there, but Tucker will pick up the puck and a long shot away, which misses Elliott's net, but it's held in right point by Martinez. Plays it down low, his pass misses Clifford, but it's picked up by Carter far side. Carter has to take it away by Backlund, but now Brown gets it back and plays it to the blue line of Martinez, who shoots it. Save made by Elliott, rebound there for Clifford, who can't get a stick on the puck. Now Backlund with a good pass to Frolik, who drops to Giordano, who leads the rush out to center. Crosses the red line and rifles it in. Puck will rim around to the far boards. Frolik trying to drop it back to Backlund, but the pass is intercepted. And here comes Gabrick the other way. Gabrick up the left wing side. Spins, drops. Muzzin steps in, centers. Kopitar shoots and scores. Anze Kopitar one times the puck over the left shoulder of Brian Elliott. Right into the top quarter of the Flames net. Make it three unanswered goals for the Kings, who have a 3-1 lead.
Well, beautifully orchestrated at the line to create separation as Gabrick turned on a dime, he laid it off, and the Flames lost their coverage when they slid two players over to deal with Gabrick. It turned into a 2-on-1, and the Kings could not have executed it any better.
After scoring 6 goals in his first 57 games this season, Kopitar now has 6 in his last 13 games, so he's starting to heat up, although probably too late for the Kings, but they do lead the Flames by 2 tonight. It's 3-1 with a little bit less than 14 minutes to play in the third period. And the funny thing, Lou, looked like the game was starting to settle a little bit. Better pace in the third than we saw in the first or the second, and the Kings are the first team to tally. Here's that
and
goal.
To number 12, Marin Gabrick. Time of the goal, 6:09. Kopitar's 12th of the year. Assist to both Muzzin and Gabrick. Time of the goal, 6:09.
Here come the Flames now, trying to get a goal back. Bennett across the Kings line, drops it. Boma trying to feed it out in front to Bennett again. And it's knocked away. Now it bounces in the blue paint. It's loose right in front of Bishop. And he gets a whistle. And now some pushing and shoving. Boma and Doughty. And now McNabb puts Boma in a headlock and takes him down. It's like calf wrestling.
Well, it's fitting for this game. That puck, I could see that puck loose underneath Bishop from here. It was still free, and that's happened a couple of times in the game. Good shift from the Bennett line to direct the puck at the net, get some traffic at the net. And Doughty having words with Lance Boma. McNabb found himself involved. Boma without his helmet, which was shot away by a King into the corner.
Well, the Flames can clinch a playoff spot with a win versus the Kings here tonight, but they're going to have to come from behind to do it, because with 13:22 to play in period number three, it is Los Angeles 3 and Calgary 1. Now, with that said, it looks like Braden McNabb is going to take a penalty, so the Kings are going to be shorthanded. The Flames with their sixth power play opportunity of the game when we come back. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Homes by Avi's Flames Home Tours are back for another season. That's right, it's a new year, and that means thrilling new tours. See the Flames like you've never seen them before, right in their own homes. Find out more about these exciting visits at homesbyavi.com/flames. While you're there, be sure to check out last year's home tours to see all the fun and enter to win Flames tickets for this season. The Homes by Avi Flames Home Team Tour. Check it out today at homesbyavi.com/flames. Jerry says Fifth Avenue Auto House has deals this month that won't fail to impress. Right now, get a 1% finance rate enhancement on the Golf family and an 84-month finance rate from 2.99%. Also, get a 1% lease rate enhancement on the Golf Sportwagon 4Motion and 60-month lease rate now 2.49%. Impressed? Wait until you get behind the wheel. Drive it. You'll get it. Visit FifthAVW.com or in person off Barlow at 1120 Meridian Road Northeast.
Take us with you. Listen live on the Radio Player Canada app. Listen to Sportsnet 960 plus 400 other radio stations. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Calgary Hitmen will try to keep their 2016-2017 season alive here tomorrow when they host the Regina Pats in Game 4 of their series. The favored Pats leading 3-0. Brad Girlkin thrower will have all the action for you right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, starting at 7.
Well, the Flames about to head to their sixth power play of this hockey game. They are 0-5 with a man advantage, and they need a goal. They trail the Kings 3-1 with 13:22 to play in period number 3. Flames win the offensive zone draw. Gaudreau, right point to Brody. Out of Versteeg with a shot stop rebound right to Gaudreau, and he reaches out and can't get a backhand away. Battle for it in the near quarter now. Brower in there, knocks it free right out in front. Kopitar, though, spins and slaps the puck down the ice. This Flames power play brought to you by Homes by Avi, the official builder of the Flames. As Brody wheels across his blue line to the red line. Now swings it right wing side to Brower, drops it back to Versteeg. He gives it back to Brower. Brower, the blue line for Brody. Brody winds and fires a slap pass to the net. It's loose in front and stuck in somebody's gear. I think it's going to drop right out of the back of Martinez's hockey pants.
Yeah, right in his pants.
That was a puck, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
A minute 23 remaining in the McNabb minor. 12:45 to play in the third period. Game 4 of a 5-game season series between these two teams. The Flames 2-1 versus the Kings so far this season. Lost the first game, won the last two. Losing this one. What could be the rubber match coming up in Los Angeles on April 6th. Puck is shot down the ice by Forbort. Flames have their second power play unit out there now. Wouldn't it be something if Tkachuk found a way to make it a one-goal game again? Here comes Backlund, though, out in front to Tkachuk. He dangles in behind the Kings net and slides it into the far corner to Backlund. Backlund, left point to Giordano. Captain pushes the puck across the line to Hamilton, gets it back, shoots it. That shot goes sailing wide of Bishop's net. Didn't miss by much, though. Here's Backlund. Walks into the far corner, spins and feeds it in front for a lead, trying to give it to Hamilton, right point. Good work there by Shore to pick off the pass, and he just gets the puck out. Giordano will pick it up and play it far side to Hamilton. He plays it rink wide to Tkachuk, and he'll tap it ahead to Backlund, who brings it back in. He leaves it left point. Giordano, a shot, and that one flutters just wide of Bishop's net. Now here's Tkachuk. Right point to Hamilton. Hamilton, a shot redirected in front and stopped by Bishop. 25 seconds remaining in the power play. Here's Backlund, right point. Hamilton takes a shot, makes a pass. Giordano with a shot. Good trapper stop by Bishop.
Kings have been ultra aggressive on the puck carrier that has it at the half boards or the flank, if you will. Flames that time. When that happens, you need to move the puck side to side. They were able to do it. Tkachuk couldn't quite get to the front of the net to take the eyes away from Ben Bishop, who made a fairly routine glove save.
Faceoff coming up to Bishop's right. I said it before, I'll say it again, Lou. I think the Flames need more net front presence. Bishop is so big, you've got to get in his face.
And the Kings have done an excellent job, by the way, of boxing out in front of them. They Flames haven't been able to get the loose pucks for rebounds, even when there have been rebounds available to them. And that's credit to the Kings, who have defended very, very well in this game.
We have a problem with the ice to Bishop's left. 20 seconds remaining in this Flames power play, and allow 11:42 to play in the third period. Quick recap for you. The Flames did lead this game 1-0 on a Dougie Hamilton goal, 3:04 into the first. Trevor Lewis tied it at 12:04 the opening period. Jerome Ginla scores the go-ahead goal at 19:14 to the second period before Anze Kopitar adds an insurance marker at 6:09 of the third. Faceoff coming up to Bishop's right as soon as they fix the ice here at the Saddle Dome. Flames now have a different looking power play unit out there. Bennett with Ferland and Gaudreau. They're up front, Stone and Brody in the back end. And Bennett wins the draw versus Kopitar. Loose puck picked up by Lewis, and he shoots it down the ice. Right in on Elliott, as a matter of fact. Goaltender will play the puck and to Brody, who quickly starts the breakout with 8 seconds remaining in the Flames' power play. Goes right wing side to Stone. His drop pass misses Gaudreau, and the Flames have to regroup at their own blue line. Gaudreau will stick handle out to center. Playing right wing side, his pass misses Ferland as Muzzin picks it up beyond the Kings' net. Slaps it up the far side, not out. Stone gloves it down and holds it in as the Flames' power play has come to an end. Kings 6-for-6 in the penalty kill tonight. One of the big reasons why they have a 3-1 lead in this hockey game. Comes Bennett, up the left wing side with a shot. Good blocker save by Bishop. As a matter of fact, that puck might have gone off his blocker and then off the knob of his goal stick before going out of play.
And Bishop just gave it to Alec Martinez for his inability to...
It did, too.
...get his stick out of the way.
Right off the knob of Bishop's stick and out. Close call. Now 9 minutes into the third period. Shots on goal starting to tighten up, Lou.
Yeah, but the game isn't.
No. Ginla taken down. Will sweep the puck out to center ahead to Gabrick. Penalty call coming up against the Flames. McNabb with a shot. Stopped by Elliott. But as Hamilton touches the puck, the whistle sounds. And boy, oh boy, another power play opportunity coming up for the Kings. The Flames are 0-for-6. The Flames not good at the power play, but good in the penalty kill, 5-for-5, but the Kings now with an opportunity to make it 1-for-6 and increase their lead from 3-1 to 4-1.
And some of the penalties the coaching staff won't like, trips and sticks in between people's skates, just getting a little bit behind, not taking that extra step to get into better position and using your stick to reach.
Flames have played some really good hockey at the Saddle Dome of late. They've won 9 of their last 10 home games, but fighting it tonight on a fight-filled night here at the Saddle Dome. Flames win the defensive zone draw, and some good work by Backlund to force the puck into the King's zone. He gets taken down. Fans call the penalty. The referees do not. Here comes Kopitar weaving his way in, but one too many moves at the Flames' blue line as Carter gets stuck offside for the Kings with... still a minute 46 remaining in their power play and the chase on penalty.
Jacob Muzzin with a little more steer wrestling that time. Came up, put his glove right underneath Backlund's chin and basically threw him back down.
Flames win a neutral zone draw and Engelund will shoot the puck down the ice. Stajan and Bohm of the forwards. Giordano and Engelund the defenseman for this part of the penalty kill. At the right wing side, Kopitar will shoot it in. Top rims around to the far boards. Martinez has it taken away by Englund. Now it comes free behind the net, and Carter corrals it. Slides the puck right point to Muzzin. Muzzin gives it back to Carter. Carter out in front. His pass eludes Kopitar. It's fired out in front. Loose in the blue paint. And carried into harm's way by Stajan. Stajan will get to center and dump it in. Now a minute 10 remaining in the chase on Minor. And 10 minutes to play in the third period here at the Dome. Well, the Flames are down by 2. The Kings have a 3-1 lead. Schur will skate it out to center, stop and drop as his team completes a change. Forward moves it ahead to Gabrick. Gets taken down by Brower. Puck held in at the line. Forward across to Doughty, who fakes a shot. Makes a pass to Forward. Forward top of the far circle. Gabrick with a shot. Partially blocked by Stone. Now Brown's got it. Plays it left point. Forward rips the puck across to Doughty. Now gets it back. Forward a shot. It comes loose in front. Schur on the doorstep. Can't get a stick on it. And now Brody will give it to Bennett, who lifts it high off the glass. and down into Kings territory.
Good outlet by Brody. Didn't force it up the boards between his legs to find the outlet and down the ice.
Here is Forbort. Head to Brown, but it bounces off the blade of his stick right to Giordano, and the Kings captain shoots it down the ice right in on Bishop. And Bishop, like a third defenseman, sends the puck out to center to Shore. They'll back it up to Forbort. Kings making a change. Almost get caught with too many men there as DeFoley's going to reverse the puck into his own zone. Doughty, left-wing side over to Martinez, who moves it up the middle to DeFoley. DeFoley, right-wing side to Pearson, who steps in, throws it in front, and bounces off a skate, and just wide of Elliott's net. And now Engelin gives it to Frolik, who races out to the red line. He crosses the Kings' blue line, has it taken away by McNabb, as the Flames' penalty to chase on has come to an end. And now with 8:37 to play in the third period, they still trail by two. The Kings, with three unanswered, have a 3-1 lead here at the Saddle Dome tonight. Here comes Hamilton across the red line. He flips it left wing side to Monahan, but the puck was in his skates, and Kopitar is going to pick it up for the Kings. Skates it in behind his net. Now plays it right wing side ahead to Lewis. Lewis across the Flames line. Trying to go wide on Bartkowski, who angles him off and in behind the net. Now Clifford's going to pick it up and try to reverse it back to the blue line to Martinez. Pass misses him. Bishop way out to get it. Right into the near faceoff circle, and the goaltender sends it down the ice ahead to Kopitar. Kopitar in, trying to jam it in short side. Good pad save by Elliott. Here's Lewis in the near corner now. Takes it behind the Flames net, spins to get away from Stone, and now heads behind the net again. Lewis off the boards back to the left point to Muzzin. Muzzin a shot through some traffic and like picking cherries. Elliott grabs the puck with his glove and holds on for a stoppage. And we'll take a timeout with 7:46 remaining in regulation time, and surprise, surprise, some more pushing and shoving after that last whistle, with the Kings out in front of the Flames, 3-1. We'll see if the Flames can inch a little closer in this potential Stanley Cup playoff clincher. That, plus a look at the Reedville Homes out-of-town scoreboard when we come back. This is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
If you get a before 10:30 a.m., it means ham and egg omelet, hash browns and toast with coffee. If you get after midnight, it means bad decision burrito from dodgy gas station convenience store. We at GROWL believe that it pays to listen to your body. When your back speaks and you need an interpreter, call your chiropractor. Visit albertachiro.com. We're listening.
May 12, Calgary will never be the same. It's the Boomer and Warner Excellent Adventure presented by Supreme Menswear. All over the city, imagine your group of eight doing all kinds of activities and challenges. We're raising funds for Kids Sport Calgary, helping the kids of Calgary play sports. There are some amazing challenges lined up, not all athletic, a real mix of fun stuff for all skills.
Adrenaline Source for Sports is a challenge sponsor. See them at 9309 McLeod Trail South. You want in on the game? They'll help you. They know their stuff.
Head to kidsportcalgary.ca to register your team of eight. We'll see you at Cowboys May 12th. Boomer and Warner's Excellent Adventure for Kidsport Calgary, only from Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The Flames play here. Rogers Calgary Flames hockey continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
On the Flames energy board, with a little bit less than 8 minutes to play in the third period, it's the Kings 3 and the Flames 1. And now to get us caught up on what's going on elsewhere on the Reedville Homes out-of-town scoreboard, here is Pat Steinberg.
Two other games underway right now. They're after 40 minutes of play in Denver, where the Avalanche trail the Washington Capitals 4-2, and the Blues now have a 2-0 lead on the Arizona Coyotes midway through the second. The Blues have outshot the Coyotes 24-7 so far. Blackhawks beat the Penguins tonight. This is supposed to be a potential Stanley Cup final preview. Instead, the Blackhawks hammer the Penguins 5-1.
Could be. And that Blues score is bad news for the Flames, because with a Blues win and a Flames loss tonight, Lou, Calgary will slip into the second wild card spot of the Western Conference, as opposed to the first, where they currently sit. Puck bounces up the near boards, and Giordano will fire it down the ice. His pass misses both Gaudreau and Ferland. Bishop will pick up the puck, knock it up the near side, and now it's lifted up in the air and out. And ahead to Gabrick. He plays it to Carter, who drops it again. Back to Carter, who shoots and scores. Jeff Carter on a pass from Jerome McGinley, who in what might be his final game at Scotiabank Saddle Dome completes a Gordie Howe hat trick. And Carter's goal gives the Kings a 4-1 lead.
Well, you brought it up earlier, and he just put the Gordie Howe hat trick to bed. Excellent breakout up the ice. Carter dished off, used his great speed to get loose in front. And Aguinla with a pretty pass that could very well finish this night off for the home side.
And what a weird night it has been. .720 to play in the third period. Kings with four unanswered now. And a 4-1 lead. Doughty back to get it in his own zone. Goes left wing side to McNabb. He sends it out to center to Brown. Brown across the Flames line. Here's the fourth Kings goal.
Assistant number 88, Jerome Aguinla. And to number 12, Marion Gabrick. Time of the goal, 12:40. Carter's 32nd of the year from Aguinla. And Gabrick at 12:40.
Carter had been struggling to score a little bit of late.
First two goal goals. Nine.
That's right. Only two goals in the previous 20. Here's McNabb, left wing side, creeps into the quarter, tries a shot, ends up getting knocked wide of Elliott's net. Now Stajan, attempting to get it out, can't. Doughty holds it in right wing side. Doughty, off the far side, McNabb, who winds and fires a shot. That's booted away by Elliott. Well, the Flames look like they're out of gas, don't they?
No, they just don't have it tonight. There's some nights you don't have it. The Kings drag this game into the mud. All the shenanigans played into that, and they have executed Daryl Sutter's plan almost to perfection.
Here's Stone. Back to Brody. He lifts it off the glass and into the King zone. Bennett lifts the stick of Gravel, and the puck was sliding behind the net. Bennett and Bowman there on the forecheck, but Gravel comes up with it. Skates it into the far corner, lifts it high off the glass over the head of Stone. Off the linesman, right to Pearson. Pearson drops to Toffoli. Toffoli will bank it off the boards and in behind the Flames net to Pearson. Pearson with Chason draped all over him. He'll swing it in behind the net, and the only guy there is Brody, who drops it back to Stone as the Kings back off to make a line change. And as we pass the 14-minute mark of the third period here at the Saddle Dome, where the Flames had a 1-0 lead and now trail the Kings 4-1. Brody, right wing side to Tkachuk, and he'll backhand the puck in behind Bishop's net. Bishop leaves it near corner for Muzzin. Rolik all over him on the forecheck, knocks it free, but right to Lewis, who sends it out to center, and that pass bounces off Gabrick and down the ice, and that'll be an icing call on the Kings.
Following the contest, stay tuned for the Shane Holmes save of the game. For every save made by a Flames netminder all season long, our friends at Shane Holmes donate $5 to Kids Sport Calgary. Go to shaneholmes.com for all the details.
Faceoff coming up to Bishop's left. 11 versus 11 again here. Kopitar versus Backlund. Backlund wins the faceoff. Hamilton walks into the corner, tries a shot, and misses by a country mile. And now the puck is cleared out by Lewis. Rolik back to get it at his blue line. We'll leave it behind for Hamilton. Hamilton up the middle to Giordano. It bounces off the blade of his stick. And now ahead to Tkachuk. Tkachuk to Frolik. He steps in and shoots. Bishop the save. He looks over his left shoulder. Sees no black puck on the white ice inside of the Kings net as he just squeezes it between those big pads of his. And on that note, we'll head to a break with 5:03 remaining in regulation time here at Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Looks like the Flames are going to have to wait a couple more nights to have another opportunity to clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot. The Kings trailed 1-0, but they've scored four unanswered, and they have a 4-1 lead. And this is Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Out of sight, out of mind is the perfect target for thieves. Calgary Lock and Safe wants you to know your apartment storage locker is not as secure as you think. The past few weeks have seen a huge rise in apartment storage break-ins. Box stores sell those flimsy locks that are easily cut. At Calgary Lock and Safe, their locks are hardened steel and significantly increase your space's protection. And right now, they're 30% off. Protect your apartment storage locker with Calgary Lock and Safe. Visit CalgaryLockandSafe.com for more.
Everything about tough has changed. Again, you don't rest on your laurels, and neither do we. That's why F-150 pushes as hard as you do. Plus, with a military-grade aluminum body, rust is a thing of the past. Lease the 2017 5-liter XLT Supercrew 4x4 for $199 every 2 weeks at 0.49% APR with $3,250 down for 36 months. Tough, smart, capable, undisputed. Visit findyourford.ca for details.
Have high energy bills put your business in the penalty box? Direct Energy Business has been expertly serving Alberta and Ontario for over 12 years by developing custom energy strategies and competitive pricing that can help you reach your business goals and protect your bottom line. Take action and contact Direct Energy Business, and together you can shoot the lights out. Go to directenergybusiness.com or call 1-866-867-8167. That's 1-866-867-8167. Now, let's get back to the game.
Rogers Calgary Flames hockey is right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
5:03 to play in period number 3. Flames trail the Kings 4-1. Giordano trying a shot from the left point. The captain misses the mark. And now Clifford will drop it back to Doughty, who crosses the red line, returns the puck to Clifford, and he'll shoot it right in on Elliott, who gloves it down and holds it and ends up freezing for a faceoff to his right with now less than 5 minutes remaining.
Even though the Flames line of Gaudreau, Monahan, and Ferland in on the Flames' only goal by Dougie Hamilton, they certainly haven't had the same kind of spark and dangerous qualities as we have seen so often in this recent stretch.
Gaudreau did stretch his point streak to 6 games with an assist on that one. Here he comes now, in over the line, trying a one-handed pass to Ferland, has his stick chopped in half. Wants a penalty, won't get one as Giordano gets a shot off, but it's easily gloved by Bishop. And it has been a frustrating night for Johnny Gaudreau and company.
Tons of penalties, both teams with 6 power play opportunities apiece. Drew Doughty that time snapping Johnny Gaudreau's stick in half.
Yeah, Flames 0-for-6 on the power play, brought to you by Homes by Abbey, the official builder of the Flames. That's the bad news. The good news is they are 6-for-6 on the penalty kill, powered by GSL GM City. And March is truck month at GSL GM City. Get lightning prices and financing as low as 0% on all trucks. Hurry, truck month ends this Friday. Visit GSL GM City on the trail beside the bow or online at gslgmcity.com. Here comes Brower up the right wing side to center. Gives the puck to Versteeg, who crosses the Kings line and gets bowled over by Clifford. And Versteeg down in a heap. We'll shake it up on that play. Stajan ended up going down to the ice pretty heavily as well.
Yeah, they actually ended up with some help colliding with one another. And we remember all the way back to early in the season in Columbus when Chris Versteeg and his buddy Troy Brower collided heavily in that game that created some issues for Versteeg for quite some time.
Glenn Gullinson looks pretty perplexed over on that Flames bench, doesn't he?
Who could blame him?
Yeah. Puck slid in on Elliott. Elliott will fire a pass into the far corner to Stone, who drops it behind the net for Brody. Makes a good outlet pass for Bennett, who slides the puck left wing side, but it ends up bouncing by Boma and deep into Kings territory. Gravel grabs it, feeds it far corner forward, and to Pearson. He'll bounce it off the boards into the Flames' blue line. Kempe trying to steal it from Brody, does, but Elliott sweeps it off to the far corner. Kempe picks it up there, feeds it in front. Pearson, a shot! Good pad save by Elliott. Boy, Tanner Pearson walked right in on Brian Elliott there and got a shot off from point-blank range. Here's Brody now. He'll send the puck out to center. Bennett crosses the red line up the left wing side and shoots it in. Bishop misses it. Ben Bishop has been really good playing that puck tonight, hasn't he?
Yeah, excellent.
One of the rare misses there. Kings will shoot it down the ice, and they do so from shy of center ice. So that leads to an icing call with 3:24 remaining in the third period. Next up for the Flames, game 3 of their 4-game homestand, their final homestand of the regular season. And it's not going to get any easier, Lou.
No. If you're a Flames fan, I can understand after this will be a loss why you get just a little nervous,
yeah,
with the remaining 5 games and nothing quite yet accomplished in the playoff department.
Sharks and Ducks at home, and then Ducks, Kings, and Sharks on the road. That is not an easy 5 games to finish off the regular season. All the Flames need is one more win or a Kings loss in regulation time, and they're in. But you never do know.
No, you do not.
More specifically, the Flames need 2 more points. Whether those 2 points come in any type of win or in a couple of overtime and or shootout losses. Their magic number is 2 points. So any points that they pick up or the Kings don't pick up will drop that number. Here's Tkachuk at his own blue line. He slides the left wing side to Backlund. It crosses the Kings line. Backlund with a shot. That's fought off by Bishop. Now Tkachuk will pick it up in the near corner. Kachuk leaves it left point for Hamilton. Hamilton, a shot knocked down in front by Kopitar, but now Kachuk steals the puck from Gravel to keep it in. He'll play it in behind Bishop's net. Backlund catches up to it far corner. Goes it back to the blue line. Giordano, a shot tipped in front by Kachuk. Doesn't get to the net, though, and now Gravel gives it to Gabarek, and he'll lift it up in the air and out to center ice. Flames bring it back in. Frolik up the left wing side with a shot blocked by Forbort in front. Just sits in the near corner. Carter goes in to get it. Bounces it by Frolik and ahead to Lewis. And he'll play it rink wide to Clifford, who speeds in. Clifford shoots, and Elliott blockers that puck down to the ice. And now Monahan picks it up and drops it back to Barkowski with a little bit more than 2 minutes remaining in the third period.
Even when the Flames have looked like they were going to get quality scoring chances, the Kings have been able to get in lanes and take them away.
Here comes Barkowski with an end-to-end rush. Gets a weak shot away, partially blocked by Doughty. And the puck rolls right to Bishop. And he'll hold on for a stoppage with now a minute 55 remaining in regulation time. In a game, the Flames had a 1-0 lead in, but the Kings have scored four unanswered. And they've got a three tally lead now. Five goals between the two teams and a couple of fights as well, Lou.
And deserving of it.
Yeah.
They've dictated, dragged it into the mud. Game's been played on the boards. They've defended exceptionally well. They deserve a lot of credit. They played this game exactly the way they wanted to play it. Kind of the polar opposite of what happened the last time here when the two teams met, when the Flames completely dominated, dictated, and played it exactly the way they wanted to play it.
So I think the Kings learned something from that loss. What will the Flames learn from this loss?
What will they learn?
Yeah.
Well, they have to find a way in the next game in Los Angeles to up the pace of the game and get it again back off the boards. But the Kings' ability to clog up the middle and do it well has created a lot of trouble. So have all the icings and whistles and shenanigans.
Yep. Puck to the right point. Engelin with a shot, but it's blocked by Clifford. Puck will ricochet into the Flame zone. Engelin clears it out, and now Carter slides it back in. Left wing side to Clifford. Moves it rink wide to Ginla, who's already got a Gordie Howe hat trick tonight. Gets a shot off, and it's stopped by Elliott. Now Boma sends the puck out to center ahead to Bennett. Stick handles it up the left wing. Attempts a shot, but it's off the blade of Doughty's stick. Up over the glass and out of play. So Dougie Hamilton has the only Flames goal tonight. Scored his 13th of the season, 3:04 into the opening period. So good start, bad finish for the Flames tonight. And the time of that goal brought to you by Marlboro Ford. The choice is yours when it comes to leasing or owning a Ford. And when you have options that work for you, it's easy to get into a Ford. Visit MarlboroFord.com. Face off to Bishop's right. Staging picks up the puck in the near quarter. Gives it to Versteeg, who throws it back to the blue line. Brody with a shot. Blockered away by Bishop. That's with Brower right on his doorstep. Puck is going to skip out to center. Brody will grab it and bounce it just out of the King zone. Muzzin takes over there. Drops it back to Martinez, who spins and banks it off the boards to Brown, and he'll slip it into Flames territory as we're into the final minute of this hockey game now. Puck picked up at the red line, staging, yank it across the Kings' blue line. Versteeg now grabs it and plays it just in. And now Muzzin clears it right back out, right wing side to Shore, bounces it off the shaft to Brody's stick and into Flames territory as both teams start to change. Here comes Ferland. Crosses his blue line, and now the red line. Angles by Toffoli, crosses the Kings' blue line. Ferland in. Ferland centering. Bouncing puck off Gravel. And Bishop will cover it and force a face-off.
Really nice rush up the ice by Ferland, who cut from the middle of the ice to the outside with good speed on a quality crossover and drove the net, tried to make a play across the crease, and as has been the case all night, the Kings in the right spots with their skates and their sticks.
Faceoff coming up to Bishop's right. 32.1 seconds to play in the period and in the game. Bennett wins the draw left point. Barkowski a shot through some traffic, knocked down. Bennett trying to get to it in the slot. Can't as he gets spun down by Campe. And out to Foley. He'll bounce it off the near boards and down the ice. And we do have an icing call. Thought they might wave it off just to fast forward things, but Flames will get another offensive zone face-off with 19 seconds left in the third period.
Your last phrase may have told the story in the game. Tried to get to a loose puck, but can't.
Mm-hmm. A tough sled. Face-off to Bishop's right. Bennett versus Kempe. Bennett wins it. Chiasson will bounce it back to the blue line to Bartkowski, left point. He steps in. Bartkowski shoots and rips the puck right over top of Bishop's net. It's held in right point. Englund throws it down low to Bennett. It's forced into the far corner by Kempe. 5 seconds left now. Chiasson with a stiff body check on Gravel. Digs it free. Flips it in front. Boma can't get a hold of it. And that will do it. The Flames unable to clinch a Stanley Cup playoff spot tonight. They score first, but the Kings answer back with four of their own. And leading the way, former Flame Jerome McGinley in what may have been his final game here at Scotiabank Saddledome in Calgary. He goes out in a very fitting way with a Gordie Howe hat trick and a 4-1 Kings win.
A well-deserved Kings win. They executed their plan beautifully and took advantage of some opportunities. Derek, I don't know in this game how many grade A chances the Flames would have had the whole night.
Not many.
I'm not sure I'd get past one hand. Not many more. Not in the grade A variety.
No. Really, how many did the Kings have? I know they scored four, but
say a few more. Like, I mean, there, it was that kind of game, but I thought they probably had five or six more than the Flames did.
Well, it will be interesting to hear from the coaches after this one. Here are the Sportsnet three stars.
Third star tonight from the Los Angeles Kings, number six, Jake Muzzin. Second star tonight from the Los Angeles Kings, number 11, Andre Kopitar.
I have a funny feeling I know who the first star is going to be.
And the first star tonight from the Los Angeles Kings, number 8, 88, Jerome McGinley.
When Beasley said number 8, I was disappointed for a second there. And McGinley getting a high five from Harvey the Hound as he potentially leaves Saddledome Ice for the final time as an NHL player. Who knows? Maybe he'll be back. We do not know the answer to that question, but if this was his final game in the city where he spent 16 seasons, it was some final game. A goal, an assist, and a fight for the Kings number 88, who wore number 12 here and did it so well for so many seasons as the Kings defeat the Flames by a final score of 4-1. And let's now recap for you tonight's three stars presented by Road Sport Auto Credit, where regardless of your credit, with two pay stubs and $29, Road Sport Auto Credit guarantees your credit for an auto loan today. And tonight's Road Sport Auto Credit three stars are
Jake Muzzin was star number 3. He had an assist in the game, and I thought he and Drew Doughty really led the way back there in terms of making life absolutely miserable on the defense. Jerome McGinley, star number 1, and as he should have been, star number 2 was Andre Kopitar. I loved his game. I thought he was just a tower of strength in the entire contest.
And he scored again. I mean, too little too late, most likely, for Kopitar and the Kings. But, you know, an 8-time 20-goal scorer, 2-time 30-goal getter. Now has 12 goals in 70 games this season. The problem was 6 were in the first 57, 6 are in the last 13. So we'll see if it's too little too late for the Kings. They do remain mathematically alive in a fight for a Stanley Cup playoff spot. On the flip side, the Flames cannot clinch in their first opportunity to. Their next chance comes up on Friday night when the Sharks come to town for the Flames' penultimate regular season home game tonight. In their third-to-last game here on Saddledome Ice of the regular season, they fall 4-1 to the Kings.